High School Wrestling. Today, it's live coverage of the D3 District Finals in Amherst. High School Wrestling on KKPR is brought to you by Craig Weegis of Pioneer Seeds.
Weegis got that chicken wing, and he's going chicken wing half, chicken wing wrist, side to side here. This is a tough ride, Doug. It would surprise me if he doesn't turn him here with this.
Amherst is the four-time defending Class D state champion, but this year's district appears to be deeper than past seasons. Many of the state's best will battle today to punch their ticket to Omaha. It's the finals of the D3 district meet coming up next, as Central Nebraska's best wrestling coverage continues. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join KKBR sports director Doug Dude and Jeff Babel live from Amherst right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, everyone, from Amherst High School. It is time for the 2014 D3 District Wrestling Championships. Along with Jeff Babel and Merritt Lawson, Doug Duda with you here on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we take you through the young men that will be making the trip to Omaha next week. And boy, when you think, Jeff, that Amherst can't do any better, they did better today. Yeah, they have qualified their entire team for the first time in school history.
Yeah, and it's a heck of an accomplishment. That was a goal. We talked to Tyler Herman earlier in the week. That was their goal. You know, they had wanted, that was something that had never been done. So not only did they get all their people to qualify for state, most of them are in the championship finals too, Doug. So not only that, they'll be able to fight for a one seed so that you can face maybe a fourth place qualifier from another district. So not only the fact that they got all their qualifiers to get in, but all but one of them to get into the championship round. That's going to be huge, setting up better matchups down at state, you know, so they can clinch their state championship, their fifth state championship in a row. So it's all setting up real nice now for Amherst.
Yeah, and 13 in the finals. Yeah. I mean, Grand Island doesn't do that. Kearney doesn't do that. Amherst has never done that. No one probably has ever done that. That's quite the feat, and there are some good wrestlers here. There are a couple of young men that are probably surprises to get into the finals today, and one of those is from Amherst at 220 pounds, Jacob Martinson. In fact, at
head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a trucker SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
Zach Zaleski of Overton that will be wrestling in the championship match. We're going to take a break. We've got a lot of fine sponsors that we want to hear from. Plus, we're going to tell you who's in the finals, who's wrestling for third and fourth, who's going to Omaha. It's all coming up on our D3 District Wrestling coverage here on Classic Hits.
Brian Trampy, your Channel C dealer, would like to say congratulations to all the area wrestlers and coaches on your hard work making it to state. From Ryan Trampy, your Channel C dealer, Seedsmanship at Work.
Golden Harvest brand offers some of the highest yielding corn hybrids of any seed company in the area, and they're protected by the most advanced trait technology in the industry. So talk to Brent Woodman in Kennesaw today. Best of luck, wrestlers, from Brent and Sarah Woodman of Kennesaw.
The Bank of Bertrand thanks you for your business and welcomes you to this sports broadcast. The Bank of Bertrand is your full-service hometown bank and invites you to stop in and see them for all your banking, from commercial to personal. The Bank of Bertrand, member FDIC. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Go see Carl and the gang at Stadler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you get. Best of luck, wrestlers.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Adams is your full-service grocery store with the meat's freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service, Adams Corner Market. Best of luck, wrestlers.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Here's the weather of the...
And welcome back to Amherst. We want to thank all the fine folks that allow us to bring you high school wrestling as we get ready for the state championships next week in Omaha. We can also let you know what's going on at some of the other district wrestling meets that are going on in the area. And the A1 that is taking place with Norfolk as the host. Grand Island has the lead going in with 132.5, followed by Papillion with 114. The A2 district is where Kearney High is competing. That is in Omaha, and Millard South, 179.5, Kearney 174, Millard West 106, as they are just about wrapped up with the consolation semifinals in that match as well. The Class B3 is going on over at Adams Central. They're actually already into the championship matches, and Adams Central has 170 points, and we have 138 points for Columbus Scotus, York with 134 as they are wrestling those matches right now going on over at Adams Central. We'll give you some more as the day progresses here, but we've got some good matches that are coming up here in the championship. We'll get a chance to take a look at who is wrestling for the championship. Let's take a look at those right now, and we'll let you also know who's going in for third and fourth place. First off, our lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank, better choices, better service at Five Points Bank of Kearney. At 106 pounds, Clayton Geeshwind of South Loop will take on Adrian Gherkin of Eustace Farnham in the third place match. And then in the championship match, it'll be Peyton Cumston of Amherst, the number one seed, taking on Landon Hawkins of Sandhills Thedford. This is a rare spot where neither one of those young men are rated in the state going into the district. So that's what we've got there at 106 pounds, Cumston of Amherst and Hopkins of Sandhills Thedford. At 113 pounds, the third place match will be Dylan McKeel of South Loop against Brody Metzler of Eustace Farnham. And at 113 pounds in the championship, it'll be Kalen Klingelhofer, ranked second of Amherst, taking on fourth-ranked Jeffrey West of Elm Creek. At 120 pounds, third place match, this was one of the two deepest weights here. William Bloom of Elm Creek will take on Dylan Fries of Southwest. And in the championship, it will be Brian Weeches, undefeated, top-ranked of Amherst, taking on Aaron Heffley, ranked third from Eustace Farnham. These guys have all kinds of history, not only in district and conference and Amherst invite, but state, and this will be a heck of a match at 120 in the finals. At 126 pounds, third-place match will be Wyatt Eggleston of South Loop against Connor Bonjoff of Cambridge. The championship match will have fourth-ranked Chris Worth of Eustace Farnham taking on Clayton Dana of Amherst. At 132 pounds, third-place match, Bo Slingsby of Ansley Litchfield, who was the two-seed, got knocked off in his match in the semis. He'll take on Dion Wilson of Elwood. The championship match at 132 pounds will have second-ranked Brant Fleur of Amherst taking on Thomas Foster of Medicine Valley. At 138 pounds, third place match, Garrett Fries of Southwest will take on Jake Buring of SEM, Sumner, Eddieville Miller. And in the 138 championship, fourth ranked Endeavor of Amherst will take on Vince Vollmer of Overton. At 145 pounds in the third place match, it'll be Hayden Geis of Elm Creek taking on Austin Menard of Southwest. And in the championship, Brandon Monaghan of South Loop, who pulled the upset in the semifinals, will take on Jacob Klingelhofer of Amherst in the championship at 145. We'll take a look at the upper weights and who's going to state and who will be wrestling in our finals right after this.
Office equipment, supplies, and service. That's what LaserTech of Nebraska offers you. LaserTech, putting the serve back in service, doing what can't be done every day and the impossible with 2 days' notice. LaserTech in sunny downtown Shelton.
Your BP dealer in Gibbon and Kearney is Clevenger Farm Products. We would like to wish all the area wrestlers and coaches best of luck. Call today for a CFP fuel card. With Express Gas, you can pay at the pump 24 hours to better serve you.
See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They've been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. Good luck, wrestlers.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. The leader in online banking
With online bill paying and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, wrestlers.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and surrounding areas rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed rep. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. Best of luck at state to all the wrestlers and coaches from Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer dealer.
Continuing on with the finalists and third place matches here in the D3 Wrestling District going on at Amherst. We'll pick you up at 152 now in the third place match. It'll be Dallas Johnson of Axtell taking on Colby Collier of Sandhill Stedford. The championship match at 152 will have third-ranked Devin Dibbern of Amherst against sixth-ranked Jalen Sturdivant of Maxwell. At 160, the third-place match will have, this was the other, 120 and 160 were the two deepest, and heavyweight was also strong, just maybe not as deep. But the third-place match at 160, Ty Contreras of Medicine Valley will take on Tommy Campbell of Wilcox-Hildreth. And then the championship at 160 pounds, the undefeated top-ranked Mason Klingelhofer will take on fourth-ranked Tanner Wernsman of Arapahoe. These two gentlemen have wrestled earlier this year at 160 pounds, and Wernsman only has two losses on the season, one of those to Klingelhofer. At 170, third-place match, Patrick Cure of Elm Creek will take on Brennan Shukai of Sandhill Stedford. And the championship at 170, sixth-ranked Colin Dibbern of Amherst against Tayton Bonjoff of Cambridge. At 182, the third-place match will have Taylor McKeeman of Maxwell taking on Justin Wells of Anselmo Myrna. And the championship match will have Chris Rasmussen, who's ranked third by the Coaches Association, first by Huskerland Prep of Amherst, taking on fourth-ranked Quentin Chancellor of Medicine Valley. At 195 pounds, your third-place match here this afternoon will have Chance Klein of SEM against Anthony Fisher of Cambridge. And in the championship match at 195, it will be sixth-ranked Peyton Shockey of Amherst against Austin Miller of Southwest. At 220, the consolation match will have Garrett Nielsen of Eustace Farnham against Jordan Riley of Axtell. And the championship match will have fourth-ranked Matthew Eberle of Ansley Litchfield against Jacob Martin of Amherst. And finally, at heavyweight, the third place match will have Dominic Foster of South Loop taking on Tanner Hercock of Amherst. And the championship match will be between the top two wrestlers in the state in Class D at heavyweight. Number one, Grant Clausen of SCM. Number two, Zach Zaleski of Overton. And when you take a look at the guys that have matched here, this will be the first time that Clausen and Zaleski, according to our stat sheet here, have met this year. And we know that Klassen has been injured a lot of the year. He's just 10-2, while Zaleski's 23-3. So apparently, checking our stats here, didn't even get a chance to go against each other in the conference tournament last week. So Klassen and Zaleski will go at heavyweight. We'll have more as we get ready for our starting lineups, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney.
With hybrids from Golden Harvest, you can take full advantage of the performance flexibility with the latest genetics and technology. Call Larry and Gary Barrett, your local Golden Harvest dealer, to get products that will yield profits for you. Best of luck, wrestlers, from Larry and Gary Barrett.
Stop into Aurora Co-op. Get all you need to keep the farm going. You can find an Aurora Co-op near you. Aurora Co-op, a proud sponsor of all area wrestlers. Best of luck at state.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings, auto glass replacement, Unicure spray baking booth that simulates a factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden.
Locally owned and operated since 1883, a tradition of community banking, full service banking with a strong dedication to their local community is what Minden Exchange Bank is all about.
Axman Heating and Air Conditioning is your independent Lennox dealer, serving Pleasanton and surrounding areas. They remind you that now's the time to conduct spring and summer checks on your air conditioning units, getting you ready for the warm season ahead. Axman has all the Lennox models. Best of luck, athletes.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kossler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the wrestlers at state from Hellman, Main, Kossler, and Cottle.
And welcome back to high school wrestling here on Classic Hits 98.9 brought to you by Craig Weeches of Pioneer Seeds. As we get ready for the championship matches here at Amherst, waiting for them to get things rolling along here, we will let you know the team scores here momentarily as we get ready for the championships. Amherst obviously is going to run away with the team championship again here this year. Now the I guess the thing to look at is whether they're going to break some records or not. But Jeff, team scores here, I'll let you run them down from bottom to top.
All right, well, Alma came all the way. They got 7 points. Elsumna, Myrna with 22, Elwood with 20, 15th place Wilcox, Hildreth with 30, Axtell got 36, Arapahoe in 13th with 41, Sumner, Eddyville, Miller with 45, as is Ansley, Litchfield tied for 11th there. Overton got 47.5, Sandhill, Sedford in 9th with 48, Cambridge in 8th with 55, Maxwell with 57.5, Elm Creek in 6th with 64.5, top 5 looks like this, Southwest with 68, Medicine Valley and Eustis Farnham right now, Doug tied for 3rd with 69 points. District runner-up, if it ended right now, would be South Loop, and your team champion, no surprise here, with 254.5 points, the Amherst Broncos.
And that's with all 14 wrestlers still to wrestle today. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 of their wrestlers were the number one seed coming into the tournament. So there was no shock that Amherst was going to have a lot of kids make it into the finals. But as you look across the gymnasium now, it's just like an Amherst practice with as many red singlets that are out there right now. But how many of the other young gentlemen will be able to move in and get something done at this stage? The big part here is, yes, you've made it to state, but with the way this district is, and especially if you got knocked off by one of the top-rated wrestlers, you want to be able to capture that third place in your third, fourth place match, because a lot of the guys that come out of this district, I think, are going to have a chance to advance on to the semifinals if they come out of that three-hole. A lot tougher coming out of the four slot where you draw a district champion the first round at state.
Yeah, and if you're the three, you'll draw a district runner-up, and a lot of times, sometimes, you'll get a kid that caught fire and got a district runner-up medal. So usually your district champions are going to be your top wrestlers. So if you are in that consolation final right now, Doug, you want to win it as bad as you can. You're happy because you've made it past the heartbreak round. You're going to state, but you can't let up off the gas. You want to get that third place medal, because if you don't, odds are you're going to have to face a district champion first round. It might be tough to avoid just a first round matchup. At state, you lose that first round matchup, you got a lot of wrestling to do if you want to get a medal at state.
Yeah, the younger that you are in the third and fourth place match, maybe the less it is that you realize how important this match is, maybe on Monday or Tuesday, even though you're going to see your matchup later tonight at state, but maybe Monday or Tuesday you realize, man, I wish I would have got third because I'm going to be in a little bit of tough hot water. Not that it can't be done in Omaha, but it's just a whole lot different situation. Now, these first and second place matches, kind of the same deal. You don't really necessarily want to be a two. You'd rather go in as the district champ, but there's a whole lot more on the line when you are a district champ.
Well, yeah, and going back to the 1-4, difference between a third and a fourth, sometimes it might be drawn, and it depends on which district they're going to sign. You could draw a 30-0 number one rated wrestler if you're the four seed, but if you're a third, you maybe get a kid that isn't as good, still has a good record. That's why he's at state. Probably wins two out of every three matches. Just the mindset of being a three seed and a two seed is better. Going back to the championship first round matchup, if you are a district champion, you draw a four seed, so they're going to be a tad bit easier. They're not going to be fishes by any means because you're at the state tournament, but the ability to have a first round matchup where you don't have to drop against like a district champion of someone of equal talent, it's going to be huge too. So Amherst has got 14 in the finals. Doesn't mean they're going to come away 14-0. There's a lot of good wrestling here coming up next on KKPR.
We've got 7 of the 14 finals between rated wrestlers here today. So 7 of the 14 have wrestlers, and only 2 of the weight classes, 106 and 145, have matchups in the finals of unrated wrestlers. So many more that have the top guys than that don't. And some of the top ones will be at 120, Brian Weeches against Aaron Heffling. Again, heavyweight, 1 and 2, Grant Clausen and Zach Zaleski. 160, Mason Klingelhofer and Tanner Wernsman. 182, Chris Rasmussen and Quentin Chancellor. And 152, Devin Divern and Jalen Sturdivant from Maxwell. So Kaelin Klingelhofer, Jeff West, Amherst, Elm Creek, they'll go again at 113 pounds. They're starting to organize, getting ready for the finals here. We'll take a look at some of the other districts when we come back.
Midland Co-op is the farmer's source for quality products and services for crop production. Serving Axtell, Franklin, Funk, Reagan, Republican City, Napanee, and Wilcox. Best of luck to today's athletes from Midland Co-op.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches.
First Tier Bank is proud to support the area wrestlers. Online banking is one of the many services at First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge. An equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Ravenna Sanitation's dependable quality service is perfect for your home or business, anywhere in Buffalo County. Find us in the Pleasanton phone book. Good luck to all our area wrestlers from Ravenna Sanitation.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods, your own hometown party supply, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, wrestlers.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best price for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com.
Oh, come on.
What?
Back with you here at Amherst. It's Merritt Lawson as we are getting ready for the finals of the D3 District Wrestling Championships. Glad to have you along with us as we take a look at some of the other districts that are going on out there. We already told you Grand Island was sitting in first in the A1 at Norfolk. Kearney is sitting in second in the A2 going on at Norfolk. And we're trying to get you some results on some of the other districts that are going on right now. Our system, I think everybody's pretty busy keeping up on track wrestling out there to see how all their wrestlers are doing. They're just about ready to get underway with the finals at the C4 out at Hershey. That is where Kearney Catholic is competing. Sergeant Burwell and Valentine are tied for the lead going into the finals, followed by Southern Valley, Gordon Rushville. Kearney Catholic has a fifth place spot right now with 87 points going on in the C4 right now, and that is going on out at Hershey. And for Kearney Catholic, one of the teams from our area, we'll take a look at some of these other results, but it looks like Alex Contrell is headed to state. Taking a look at some of the other results here, Adam Keating, he is undefeated. He beat Jacob Hand today in the semifinals from Valentine 14-7. I know that that was a pretty big placement there. Looks like Joseph Feldner is going to go into that third and fourth place match. At 152 pounds, Ryan Rogers got beat in the heartbreak round. Thomas Conley cruises into the finals today. He beat Tyler Gideon of Sergeant Burwell by pin in the semifinals. So those are your qualifiers for the Kearney Catholic Stars. Jeff.
Over in the A4, Hastings High right now hosting that one. They're in second place at 106. Colton Hatch will be in the consolation finals at 113. Brandon Kyle, 37-1 on the year. He'll be in the finals. Looks like Nolan Locks will be in the final as well at 120. At 126, Nicholas Saddle will be in the consolation finals. At 132 for Hastings, Holston will be in the finals. At 136, Nate Morrow from Hastings will be in the consolation finals. 145, it looks like Caleb Nugent from Hastings will be in the consolation finals. 152, Hoy Trong of Hastings will be in the finals. 160, Brady Michael will be in the finals. 170, Dennis Marr was unable to place in the tournament. 162, Dominic Rasmussen will be in the looks like he'll be still wrestling right now.
The Exchange Bank of Gibbon for all you need in banking, checking, savings, and loans. Small town banking at its best. Best of luck, wrestlers, from the Exchange Bank in Gibbon, member FDIC.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen, the one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen. Best of luck, wrestlers.
Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation says good luck, wrestlers.
Hand Machining in Pleasanton is proud to sponsor the area wrestlers. Trust Hand Machining for whatever machining you need. Large jobs or small, Hand is your general machine shop in Pleasanton.
Nichols Repair, Lammer's Truck Line, and the River Stop would all like to wish the Pleasanton Bulldogs best of luck this season. Visit the River Stop before and after the game to get your snacks, drinks, and even pizzas. Go Bulldogs from Nichols Repair, Lammer's Truck Line, and the River Stop, all of Pleasanton.
Shop your hometown-affiliated food store, the Kennesaw Market in Kennesaw, where they offer great service and competitive prices on all your groceries, including dairy products, the freshest produce, and meats. It's all here at Kennesaw Market in Kennesaw, proud to support our area wrestlers.
See RAI in Ravenna, Shelton, or Loup City. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just your insurance agent, your friend. Best of luck, wrestlers.
You've been listening to the Newtek Seed pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Starker, a Newtek Seed dealer near you. We are ready to get things underway with Peyton Cumston of Amherst against Landon Hopkins of Sandhills-Thetford in the 106-pound championship. And Cumston comes out immediately and gets the early takedown, Jeff.
Yeah, just a quick single leg on the right side. Now he's trying to throw in his leg here, getting good positioning. Not able to get him to his back yet, but got complete control there, does Cumston.
Consolation match has Clayton Geeswind of South Loup and Adrian Gherkin of Eustis Farnham. And the first takedown here will belong to Geeswind. He gets the takedown to go up 2-0. And they've got already a little injury or blood time going on over here on that mat. Back over to the championship. Looks like we're going to get a stalemate and a restart of the middle here after the early takedown by Cumston to take the 2-0 lead. So Hopkins will take bottom. Cumston has beaten Hopkins already this year. They have traveled west and been out in that part of the state a couple of times. Cumston is 26-14. Hopkins is 26-7 coming into the district tournament. Hopkins not able to do a whole lot off bottom, and now Cumston's able to secure it up. He's got him tilted. He's going to get the pin. That didn't take long once he got him turned. A pin in 117 for Peyton Cumston of Amherst. He just was very patient there, Jeff, and found his mark and gets the stick.
Yeah, just stick with his coaching. Didn't want to be too aggressive, do anything stupid. Finally found his niche, got it, just sunk it in, had a deep, deep lockdown. Easy pin, 117, Cumston, your district champion.
Now we've got a near fall over here to escape. Geeswind of South Loup is in control of his match with Gherkin of Eustis Farnham, 6-1 at the end of the first period. Now we move on to the 113-pound championship. It is going to be Kalen Klingelhofer of Amherst, ranked second in the state, coming in at 24-5 against Jeffrey West of Elm Creek, 25-7. But it is their first meeting of the year. Klingelhofer of Amherst in on the shot. As they come to the mat, he's trying to pick that ankle, but has not finished it off as West is holding on to the arm.
Yeah, now he's working that far leg, trying to get his opponent to his belly and able to flip him. Got a arm locked on the left side. Might be trying to get a half, and they got a stalemate there, so they'll go back to their feet.
So they'll come back to the neutral. Klingelhofer was first off the whistle last time, and he's immediately off the whistle again, trying to control the head and get in there for a shot. And he does get the shot, and he'll get the takedown. Wasn't a great shot. West kind of lost his balance, and now he's got him turned to his back. Kalen Klingelhofer finishes it through to Jeffrey West back, and West trying to stay off his back. He's got the hips turned pretty good right now, but there's still a minute to go here in the first period.
Yeah, over at the consolation, looked like Schwint almost had a pin there. Now he's going to try and get it again.
And West is able to get off his back, but it's a three-point near fall for Klingelhofer of Amherst. Amherst, and he's got a 5-0 lead with 50 seconds to go in the first period against West of Elm Creek. It's 11-1 over here in the consolation match between Schwind of South Loop and Eustace Farnham's Gherkin, and Schwind is in total control of this match right now.
Schwind, he looked like he was trying to get a cradle going. Now he's working strictly on the wrist, trying to turn him up, maybe get a half going.
Back to the championship match, 5-0. Again, trying to work a turn here is Klingelhofer of Amherst. He goes for the far side. Now he comes back and steps across, looking to get that wing locked in. He's really got that right arm, but he's not been able to turn the hip, so he'll readjust it. It looks like that'll probably be the end of the scoring as the consolation match comes to an end with a pin right before the end of the second period. So 2:59, Schwind of South Loop beats Gherkin of Eustace Farnham, and there is no more scoring in the first period of our championship at 1:13. Klingelhofer of Amherst, a 5-0 lead over West of Elm Creek. The 1:13 consolation will have McKeel of South Loop against Metzler of Eustace Farnham, and Kalen Klingelhofer will choose Bottom to start the second period here in the 113-pound final. But a lot of work to do when you're down 5-0. You found yourselves behind and on your back. West was on his back midway through that first period, found a way to get out of there. And it looks like we're going to have a forfeit. You'll see a lot of that in the third and fourth place matches. It looks like McKeel of South Loop will take the third place match by forfeit over Metzler of Eustace Farnham. So then they'll go to what could be one of your better third place matches of the day, Bloom of Elm Creek and Freeze of Southwest at 120. That's an extremely, maybe the toughest weight class here today. Now back over at the championship. Klingelhofer hasn't been able to get anything done, and Bloom just working the hips. They'll call a stalemate and restart. 5-0, Kalen Klingelhofer of Amherst has the lead over West of Elm Creek.
Yeah, Bloom over there in the consolation at 120, the second-ranked wrestler in the state. The top three wrestlers at 120, somebody had to get third. It looks like it could be Bloom here.
Yeah, Bloom lost to Heffley in the semifinals earlier this morning. Now it's a minute to go here in the second period. It looks like Klingelhofer's going to get to his feet and get the reversal. Slid out, got the head popped out. He's going to get the reversal, and he leads West by a score of 7-0. So Klingelhofer in very good control here over the fourth-ranked wrestler in the state. And when you can compete like this and dominate like this, that means good things when you get to Omaha.
Yeah, it just gives you an extra bit of confidence to know that you can do it against the best, not just against what you see normally in the regular season. Now it looks like he's trying to work on that right, that left chicken wing, perhaps getting something going here, trying to work towards the head. Going to regroup and try and work the other side now.
No score in the consolation at 120, so we'll continue our focus here on the 113-pound championship, and then it'll be Weeches and Heffley for the 120-pound final. Coming up after that, again, a reminder, tomorrow at 3 o'clock here on Classic Hit, it's our annual wrestling rally, area and qualifiers from all over central Nebraska, and we're looking forward to that tomorrow.
Takedown on consolation at 120 right before the first period got over. Bloom with the takedown, so 2-0 lead for Bloom from Elm Creek. Heading into the second period, he'll choose down.
Leading Freeze of Southwest. Now we come back over to the championship match. We have went to the end of the second period. It took Klingelhofer a while to get off bottom, but he did. And now West of Elm Creek chooses bottom here in the third period. Even though he has not been able to get off bottom in the first or second, he figures he's got to find a way to score off the bottom, get some points. But right now, West is probably going to have to get a pin if he hopes to pull the upset over Kalen Klingelhofer, who's up 7-0. So I'm a little surprised he didn't go off his feet. But again, either way, Klingelhofer took him down twice, or took him down quickly in the first period.
Yeah, if you choose both up, you just hope to get maybe a takedown and stick him. If you're going to choose bottom, you're usually going to get an escape point, so you need to get a reversal and try to stick Klingelhofer. But Klingelhofer, the way he's been dominating on top, that'd be a lot to ask for. So a bit surprising, but he's got about a minute 20 to try and get out of it and try and get Klingelhofer stuck here.
He has really controlled the hips down there, has Klingelhofer, and then after controlling the hips, he's working the upper body, just trying to get that wing and trying to get the turn. Bloom, West has been very tough, though. Got turned early, but not again in the second period, and so far not here in the third period. So what Klingelhofer's trying to accomplish, West knows is coming, but West just isn't doing anything on bottom. He's basically just flat out on his belly trying to survive, it looks like, this third period without getting pinned.
Yeah, and it looks like over at 120, Bloom for Elm Creek got a three near fall, so he's up 5-0 now. 54 seconds to go in the second period, and we got a stalemate over at 113, so Klingelhoffer will be back on top.
44 seconds to go in the match. Klingelhoffer has controlled it here from Amherst, trying to make him 2-for-2 here in the early going with district championships. Klingelhoffer again trying to control the wrist and get that turn, but it's just not going to happen for him. Buries that head right into the neck of Jeffrey West. With 20 seconds to go, it looks like maybe he might be able to suck it up and get him turned, as long as he doesn't get himself in trouble. And that's kind of what West maybe has been waiting for, is for Klingelhoffer to get over-aggressive. Now we got a potentially dangerous, as West tried to split a out of there. But instead, 10 seconds to go on the restart. And Klingelhoffer has 10 seconds to go over West, and they'll go 1-2 to the state tournament. Kalen picks the ankle as they come off the whistle. He'll ride it out, and Kalen Klingelhoffer of Amherst will take a 7-0 victory over Jeffrey West of Elm Creek. We got a big match at 120. It's coming up next on Classic Hits.
Town and Country Bank. They believe that a bank is more than just a business. It is a vital part of the community. With offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney, Town and Country Bank. Best of luck, wrestlers.
For all your custom slaughter and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats is proud of our youth and all their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
In the market for some Galve? See Mike or Dale Taubenheim of Amherst today. Their primary focus has always been making functional and efficient cows, focusing on birth weights, maternal traits, pay weights, higher weaning and yearling weights, meat and muscle. Also your Traeger Grill dealer. Have a great beef experience with Traeger Grills from Taubenheim Galve.
DuPont Pioneer Refuge Solutions provide an insect protection choice that's just right for any operation to help you get the most out of every acre. Talk about simple, it's Refuge Simplified. For more information, call your Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success. Good luck, wrestlers.
And we are back. Doug Duda, Jeff Babel, Merritt Lawson with you here at Amherst, the D3 District Wrestling Championship 120-pound final. Weegis had a couple of early shots and ended up going out of bounds. They're on their third restart. Weegis hit on the shot again, but Heffley has got a leg in this time. And we may get stalemated out in the middle of the mat here. Weegis has definitely been the aggressor, rematch of many meetings between these. But Weegis this year, a senior now, perfect record coming into the district tournament, and the only guy that Bloom or that Heffley had lost to were the top two seeds, and he beat Bloom in the semifinals today. And Bloom is about ready to take third place, leading 7-0 over Freeze of Southwest with a minute to go in their match. And finally, now the takedown has been awarded to Weegis in the final, and now he's going to get a turn here. He's got Heffley turned to his back. He's getting near fall points. Probably not going to get a pin out of this unless he readjusts, and he'll lose control. It's going to be a 2 near fall for Weegis. He leads Heffley by a score of 4-0.
Boy, if he could have just sunk that in, Weegis, he would have had him stuck too. But nice job by Heffley fighting him out, using the out of bounds as a defender almost, and getting out and only giving up 2 near fall.
Ken, this is the D3 District Wrestling Meet brought to you by Craig Weegis of Pioneer Seeds. Science with service, delivering success at Pioneer Seeds. We've got the Heartland Hoops Classic also on ESPN 1460. And right now, a tip before the end of the period, and 2 more near fall points for Weegis. He's got a 6-0 lead over Heffley, ranked third, and again, Bloom ranked second, and Bloom is about ready to put the finishing touches on Freeze of Southwest by a score of 9-1. William Bloom of Elm Creek will take third place here, and we could see these three guys battling it out in the semifinals on Friday night that are here on the mats right now in Amherst. Start of the second period, and Heffley has chosen down here for Eustace Farnham. Was not able to get off bottom. In fact, got turned twice there in the first period, both for 2-point near falls by Weegis. And Weegis, again, immediately controlling the far side wrist. And now steps across. He's got that tip, but no near fall. Heffley able to fight out of there. Better be careful. He almost had an illegal half Nelson set in there. 6 to nothing in favor of Weeches, who tries to stack him up here with a headlock.
He's just got to be patient here, Doug. He's got it. He just needs to take his time, let it sit in there. Don't try to rush it.
And Heffley's able to get out of there, but three near falls. He had stacked him up, got him tilted high on the shoulders, makes it 9-0. Weeches. This is unlike their matches before. Weeches really dominating this one here today.
He's been controlling the upper body so far, just able to tilt. He used to Sparnum wrestle at ease.
Here he goes again. He's got him stacked up again with plenty of time to go here in the second period. 50 seconds to go. This is a little closer than last time. He's very close to having the pin, and there it is. Weeches of Amherst in 3 minutes and 15 seconds pins third-ranked Aaron Heffley of Eustace Farnham, and Amherst has your first three district champions in Cumston, Klingelhofer, and Weeches. In the consolation match at 126, Connor Bonjoff of Cambridge and Wyatt Eggleston of South Loop, a scoreless first period, and Bonjoff will take bottom to start the second period. Now at 126 pounds, it'll be Chris Worth of Eustace Farnham and Clayton Dana of Amherst, who has really stepped into his varsity role this year with an outstanding season. He comes in as the number two seed in today's district tournament. 37-6, Worth 30-2 so far on the season, and he has beaten Dana earlier this year. Only wrestler in the district that has beaten him so far this season. And this would really get the Amherst crowd pumped up again, Jeff. They went wild in the semifinals as well as it was, but this is actually one of the four wrestlers that wasn't a top seed in Clayton Dana, and he's trying to avenge a loss here to Worth, and that would fire him up if he can get the lead here.
Yeah, Worth's the guy we've seen the last couple of years doing good. He's the fourth-rated wrestler in the state, and it looks like he's got 2 points right there, right on the side. He got the two takedown, and so he'll be on top up 2-0, 1:20 to go. First period there.
And I think Dana thought that they were coming off the mat, and Worth stayed at it and shot the double leg, was able to take him down right on the edge of the mat. So now they'll restart at the middle with Dana on bottom. And a 2-0 lead just 45 seconds in, and now he's really getting to work, Chris Worth. He has got control of the far side arm, trying to get a far side cradle set up here. But again, Dana has worked himself to the edge of the mat over the consolation. It is Cambridge's Connor Bonjoff with the escape here in the second period to take a 1-0 lead.
Dana from Amherst was close to the sideline, almost got an escape, was just ran out of real estate there, so Worth back on top in control.
And now off the whistle, Dana comes hard and gets the escape. So Clayton Dana with the escape, it's 2-1, and Worth right in on the shot again, but it was a feigned shot there and missed the arm. Now they're on the edge of the mat again. This is usually where the ref tells you to get back in the middle. Nobody's in control, and Worth is kind of staying on that boundary. Comes in on a single leg, though, towards the middle of the mat. Worth has his back to the edge, so his shot can bring him back to the middle. Now Dana trying to get out of bounds, and he will. So no takedown, and we'll restart in the neutral position. 27 seconds to go here in the period.
No takedown there, but nice job by Worth faking a shot, getting Dana off his balance, almost getting another shot, but again, ran out of real estate, so they're both up 2-1. Worth in the lead.
That's how he picked up the first takedown as well. 2-1, Worth with 15 seconds to go. Not a lot of wrestling in the middle of the mat either. I think both of them are aware that they want to be on the edge. And there's Worth in on a single leg. He's got the takedown to make it 4-1. Worth with a good quick shot. Dana trying to get an escape, but will not do it before the end of the period, and that's the end of the first period. Chris Worth of Eustace Farnham, a 4-1 lead over Dana of Amherst. Now let's see what the important flip of the card has. It's going to be won by Worth. He'll defer, and Dana has decided to take bottom. Back over here in the consolation match, Eggleston with a reversal and near fall here towards the end of the second period has taken a 4-1 lead over Bonjoff of Cambridge. Back to the championship. Coming up, Brant Florell of Amherst and Thomas Foster of Medicine Valley, then Logan Dibbert of Amherst and Vince Vollmer of Overton, Brandon Moniger, South Loop, and Jacob Klingelhofer of Amherst through 145 pounds. Dana trying to sit out here, but it looks like they're going to come off the edge of the mat again against Chris Worth of Eustace Farnham. Worth with a 4-1 lead here early in the second period, 30 seconds have eclipsed. Two takedowns so far for Worth, one very late in the second period. Dana didn't have time to get out. Now a roll through by Dana. Comes to his feet, but Worth maintains a leg. And now he gets out for the escape. So Dana has a second escape, 4-2. And again, they run right to the edge of the mat like it's magnetized over there. And out of bounds they go. Jeff, you can tell that that's where they want to wrestle just in case they get in trouble.
And Amherst, I don't know if it has anything to do with it, but you know, his teammates are over there. Worst coaches are over there, so they kind of start to gravitate away from us a little bit, but they seem to want to just gravitate towards that Broncos side of the wall there.
Clayton Dana really hasn't got a shot in, though. It's been Worth with the two shots, the two takedowns, and trying for the underhook there is Dana, but nothing, and out of bounds again they go.
Both seem to be aggressive. Both want to kind of dictate the action, so a lot of times you will gravitate towards the edge of the mat so you can start using the whole circle instead of just half the circle. Worth working on the head now, trying to get an up and under here.
Eggleston about ready to put away Bonjoff in the consolation match at 126. He leads 6-1, 10 seconds to go. And again, they come off the edge of the mat and out of bounds. So it's wrestle about 20 seconds, restart. Wrestle another 20 seconds and restart. And that's what we've got here, 45 seconds to go in the second period. And Worth of Eustace Farnham leads it over Dana of Amherst, 4-2. The consolation match does end, 6-1. Wyatt Eggleston to South Loop. That'll mean Bo Slingsby of Ansley Litchfield, who was one of the many upsets against Dion Wilson of Elwood. 30 seconds to go in the championship at 126 pounds. And Worth with that 4-2 lead, trying to get a shot in. Dana counters. And again, Dana ends up going down. He better be careful there on the edge of the mat. If Worth can drag him back in here, but his toes are almost on the line. 11 seconds to go, and he'll walk off.
Pretty dangerous there for Dana, just trying to feel him out. Time's running out, and he thought he had a chance to get there. Worth caught him, almost got him right to his back. Luckily for him, he avoided it, 4-2.
Now, Worth will get choice in the third period, so that will be key as well as the second period comes to an end. All the scoring was Clayton Dana with an escape, so Worth still up 4-2.
Quick takedown there over in the consolation. Already on his back. Looks like could have a pin already. Quickly into this one. 30 seconds to go.
Yeah, Bo Slingsby, he was upset in the semis, is trying to make quick work here of Dion Wilson of Elwood. Worth is going to take down here to start the third period of the championship match. And Clayton Dana is going to have to find a way to score somehow. As Worth just about got himself in a little trouble trying to get the escape. Dana tips the leg, tries to go for the trip. They're headed out of bounds.
Worth trying to keep him in, try to get maybe a reversal here.
Yeah, and right in front of the Amherst coaches, Coach Tyler Herman says, drag him off the mat, drag him off the mat. No pin over here for Slingsby in the 1 minute first period, but he does lead 5-0 over Wilson of Elwood. And now on the restart, 1:34 to go in the 126-pound final. And on bottom, Worth. And since Dana hadn't been able to take him down, you got to wonder what his strategy will be here. Just two escapes is all he's been able to do. Worth hasn't been able to do a whole lot. And there he is able to get the ankle free and get the escape. So now Worth just got to wrestle smart here over the final minute 15 because Dana's behind. He's going to have to end up taking the shots. There's a weak shot. They almost look winded, Jeff, for the first time today. They look winded, and that's hard to believe at this time of the year. It hasn't been that physical of a match with all the restarts.
It could be just mental. They're just trying to figure each other out, feeling each other, saying, where are you going to go here, there? And slowly but surely you get in the third, then you start to get winded. It becomes just a mental game here.
Dana tries to get the headlock, but again, Worth kind of walks him towards the end of the mat, and off the mat they'll come. Worth has not really taken a good shot since early in the second period, and it is 5-2 Worth with 40 seconds to go.
Well, yeah, once Worth went up 2 points, he's kind of taking more of a conservative route here, not been the aggressor, and if he's not careful, Dana will try to get him to his back off of a takedown, try and get a pin here.
Well, and he knows that Dana's going to have to take a shot here, and that's when Worth is just going to try and counter the one good shot and finish it off 7-2, but we're down to 20 seconds, and Dana's going to have to take that chance here pretty soon. They're just tied up, headlock, upper body, 13 seconds to go. Just trying to control the arm is Worth. He takes a weak shot again there on the edge of the mat. I don't think we're even going to get a shot here by Dana. The time's just going to run out. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. They come off the mat. And they'll restart it here. And again, Slingsby dominating. Worth just runs away off the whistle, and that's the end of the period and the end of the match. And Chris Worth of Eustis Farnham, a 5-2 win over Clayton Dana of Amherst. And we'll take a break and be back with more of the D3 District Wrestling Finals after this on Classic Hits.
Citizens Bank in Loup City is a proud supporter of the area wrestlers. Citizens Bank appreciates your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes competing today. From all of us at Citizens Bank in Loup City, member FDIC.
Berg Insurance in Kennesaw has your crops, farm, home, and autos covered. See Berg Insurance Company in Kennesaw. They've been protecting this area for over 50 years in a relaxing and friendly environment. Berg Insurance is a very proud supporter of all the area high school sports and would like to wish the athletes the very best of luck. Berg Insurance in Kennesaw. Relax, we've got you covered.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. At Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and McCabe. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare plans. Best of luck, wrestlers.
Tubbs Pub in Sumner offers daily lunch and dinner specials, including the best prime rib around. For great home cooking without the dishes, get to Tubbs Pub today, a proud supporter of all area wrestlers.
With our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, Doug Duda, Jeff Babel, Merritt Lawson with you here at Amherst of the D3 District Wrestling Championships. We're on to the 132-pound final. Top seed Brant Florell against the third seed Thomas Foster of Medicine Valley. Foster had lost the top two seeds coming into the district, but then he beat Bo Slingsby in the semifinals. And Slingsby just took third place at 132. So now Garrett Fries of Southwest and Jake Buringer of SCM are wrestling third place at 138. And Florell has not been able to score so far against Foster here in the first minute of this period.
Yeah, a takedown by Garrett Fries over there for Southwest in the third place match as well. But like you said, we figured Florell might have been able to dominate this match so far. A minute in, no score, just trying to work the upper body here. He's got a wrist on the right side, lets it go.
Again, Foster beat Slingsby in the semifinal to punch his ticket into the championship and move on to Omaha. And Slingsby, no problem coming back through the heartbreak round and winning his third place match here this afternoon. Our high school wrestling coverage brought to you in part today by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, your truck destination, dinsdaleauto.com. For a complete look at their inventory and over 400 vehicles, it's Tom Dinsdale Automotive. We've had some work, we've had some shots, we've had some attempts here, but kind of like the previous match, they always come out of bounds, and Florell and Foster are scoreless as Foster quick off the whistle, but Florell tries to lock up high. Foster went low, and they keep their balance and come back to their feet. 5 seconds to go, don't want to give up points here, and there will be no scoring in the first period. And both of them continued to check that clock. Wanted to make sure that they didn't get short-timed here. So no score in the first period, and that's the first final that has been a shutout first period, and Florell will get the choice here in the second and choose bottom.
2-0 Freeze over there in the third place match over Bullring of SEM. Riding on top right now, looks like might escape here in the championship match or reversal. Nice job there by Florell. Looked like he's going to get escape. Hold on to Foster's foot. Got the reversal. Now he's on top. Get a quick reversal. Trying to work that left wrist. Turn him on maybe a high half here. Sits out. Foster sits out. Trying to get towards the edge of the mat. Maybe regroup here. Florell standing up now, and there they go out of bounds, so they'll go back to the middle. Florell, after the reversal, up 2-1, he'll be on top in control.
Freeze of Southwest maintains a 2-0 lead over Buring of SEM late in the second period, and Buring has been on top trying to ride out here. Almost got the tip, and that's going to allow Freeze to grab a leg. He's trying to slide out the back door and pick up an escape, but they're down to 10 seconds to go in the consolation. Another restart over here in the championship match. The score remains 2-0 in favor of Brant Florell. And it looks like we're going to go to the third period with Freeze of Southwest leading Buehring of SEM by a score of 2-0. And Buehring says, I'll take bottom to start period number three, trying to score off bottom.
Foster for Med Valley just tried to get a stand up there. Florell grabs the right ankle, now breaks him back down to the mat, working on that right side, that far wrist. Maybe we get a cradle going here, trying to tip him. They roll through, no action there for Florell and Foster. Florell now maybe trying to get a half on the left side.
Been a very defensive match here so far in the 132-pound final. Key now for Foster as he would love to get an escape. I mean, after getting reversed, because he's also going to get choice in the third period, so a couple of escapes would at least tie it. He has not been able to do much else. But Florell has really been just kind of hanging on the hip there and riding him out down to 10 seconds to go. And there Foster makes a big move, slips through with a big somersault and gets the escape. Waited for his proper time, and that's going to make it 2-1, and that's going to be your score going into the third period. Florell of Amherst with the reversal. Foster of Medicine Valley with the escape. Foster will get the choice. Oh, he's going to go both up.
He wants to win this right now.
I do not understand that. Get your escape and tie it up.
Foster was so used to just trying to sit out and stand up. He went ahead and did a somersault move, got his escape point. Now he's going to need a takedown to take the lead to win this game. I wonder if the strategy is thinking if it's 2-2 overtime, Florell will have the advantage. So he wants to try and win this thing in the third period.
I'd rather it be 2-2 than 2-1. And over here in the consolation, Buehring got the escape and then the takedown of the third period. Buehring of SEM leads free of Southwest, 3-2 with 30 seconds to go. Freeze needs to get an escape to tie it. And especially after they went the whole first period over here with no really good shots and nobody scoring. And in on a shot, missing the shot, controlling the arm, Foster missed on the shot, and he's able to get him off the mat with a minute 21 to go.
Nice job by Florell getting that hook. Looked like he might have been able to get Foster back on a takedown. They ran out of real estate, so both up again over there. 2-1 again. Florell in the lead.
Minute 10 to go as they go neutral. We're over to the consolation. Looks like we had an illegal hold call, and that's going to tie it up. 3-3. Freeze gets a point on the illegal. Now if he can get an escape in the final 8 seconds, he'll win. He comes to his feet, but he's going to be broke back down by Buehring, and we're going to go overtime for third place at 138. Now back to the championship. The decision by Foster of Med Valley to go both up at 132, and they've wrestled down to 48 seconds. No change. Again, I'm not the coach, and yeah, I haven't been in the room, but since he got the escape in the second period,
exactly,
you would have thought he would have been able to get one had he been ridden out or something like that. I can understand it, but now we're down to 35 seconds, and he's taken one shot, and Florell with good defense. And now over here, it looks like Buehring of SEM in overtime has taken Freeze to his back, and he's going to get the pin in overtime, a rarity. Buehring of SEM gets the pin in overtime, so that's 5:24 the time. Now back over here to the championship, 15 seconds to go. They break hands again. Foster's got no time left. Takes the shot. A stall has been issued on Florell. Foster's in on a shot, and he's going to ride him off the mat with 2 seconds. And they just dinged him for stalling. You're not going to ding him for stalling twice in 10 seconds unless he flat-out fleed the mat. And so off the whistle here, 2 seconds for Foster to try and get a takedown. And I think the official telling Florell, don't run. And Foster, that's it. Time escapes, 2-1. A reversal in the second period for Florell. Foster got the escape, and no scoring in the first or third periods. And Florell, your district champion, 2-1 over Thomas Foster of Medicine Valley. A questionable decision to go both up, down one, going into the third period. Let's go to 138 pounds now. The final, Logan Dibbern of Amherst, ranked fourth in the state, against Vince Vollmer of Overton, who he has beaten this year. Vollmer just 20-14, and he has beaten some of the kids below him. This was a weight class that had a lot of kids, but Vollmer had beaten some quality competition, Arapahoe and Elm Creek and SEM. Dibbern was the only kid that had beat him here at the districts, and right off the get-go, Dibbern trying to get that takedown, and he will. at the 145-pound constellation, we have got Elm Creek's Hayden Geis against Austin Menard of Southwest. And the takedown by Menard of Southwest right off the whistle gives him a 2-0 lead. Now back over to the championship at 138 pounds. Dibbern had the early takedown over Vollmer. One of the Dibbern trips. Logan here at 138. Devin will wrestle at 152. Collins coming up at 170. So far, Peyton Cumston, Kalen Klingelhofer, Brian Weeches.
He's got him on his back.
Chris Worth and Brant Florell, your winners. And now Dibbern has put Vollmer on his back here with plenty of time to go in the period. Vollmer trying to scooch off the mat. And while he does that, he gets his shoulders down at a pin in 108 for Logan Dibbern of Amherst. And the unique thing is that the number one seeds have all won so far, Jeff.
Yeah, usually that's the case. That's why they're so good. But every once in a while, you'll see an upset. Nice job there by Dibbern. Was just waiting for the moment. He was working in that high half. He kept sinking it in, and got Vollmer on his back. And it was just a matter of time for Logan Dibbern as to when he was going to get his pin. So we've had six matches, six top seeds are your district champions. Logan Dibbern, the latest at 138.
And now you get to 145 pounds, and you've got, for the first time, a number one seed not in the tournament, making the finals. Brandon Moniger of South Loop pulled the upset. Now he's taking on Jacob Klingelhofer of Amherst, and Klingelhofer immediately gets the takedown. So he's up 2-0. We're tied 2-2 over here in the consolation match between Geis and Menard. Geis got an escape late in the first period, chooses bottom and gets the escape to start the second period.
Yeah, Klingelhofer over in the championship dug on 145, working that right chicken wing, trying to get almost the same move that we saw Dibbern do on the right side. Now he's got him on his back too. Moniger trying to roll out of it. He's still on his back. We'll have three near fall here at least. Klingelhofer trying to keep him on his back. Nice job there by Moniger, though, not giving it up. Should be three near fall here.
Moniger is one of those roly-poly kids. He beat Hayden Geis, the top seed, 19-14 in the semifinals. Klingelhofer beat Menard of Southwest 8-4, and those are the two young men that are over here wrestling for third, and they're in the neutral position 2-2 with 120 to go in the consolation. And with that three near fall now, you see that Klingelhofer is up by a score of 5-0. But again, this is the kind of match, no lead is safe. You got a kid that can put up 19 points against the district favorite. He can put up a bunch of points and get a pin at any time.
And he was in on a deep, deep single leg there, but it looks like Klingelhofer was able to fight it off, get a two takedown. I don't see the official awarding of the two takedown on the scoreboard, but I believe it's 7-0 in favor of Klingelhofer in the championship.
Trying to tip him again. Not able to get the near fall, so it's going to roll. Now kicking through. There you go. There's Moniger of South Loop. He's able to slide out of there and get the reversal as Klingelhofer was trying to get him on his back. Over here in the consolation, it's 4-4, and you end up with a pin. Menard of Southwest, a pin in 2-13 over Hayden Geis of Elm Creek. And with that reversal, it's 5-2. Klingelhofer leading Moniger of South Loop, but Moniger able to get the reversal. And we'll see who gets to choose bottom here to start the second period. You're listening to the D3 District Wrestling Tournament on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Amherst, and, of course, Callaway, the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. And it looks like Klingelhofer will take bottom. And Moniger, South Loop, is your Callaway-Arnold consolidation. Moniger will be on top. Now we move on to the 152-pound consolation. Dallas Johnson of Axtell, Colby Collier of Sandhills-Thedford wrestling for third. And here's a quick escape by Klingelhofer. And he's going in for a takedown, but he falls, slides down, and Ken Moniger of South Loop step over and get the takedown. Doesn't look like it. 6-2 as they're on the edge of the mat. Now they'll fight their way back to their feet, and now a bear hug in there for Klingelhofer, and he's going to be able to take him down. So as they got back on the mat, Klingelhofer bear hugged him and took him down for an 8-2 lead.
You know, when you wrestle a guy like that, he's going to give you his chances to maybe counter with a bear hug, but you also got to be careful because if you give him just the smallest of margins there, we could see Moniger maybe get Klingelhofer on his back. But right now, Klingelhofer able to ride out Moniger. here in the second period. 6-2 the lead. Trying to work those hips. Maybe get a...
Moniker, just a sophomore, 20-10 on the season. Klingelhoffer came in 28-16. Again, Geis, one of those wrestlers that didn't get a lot of matches this year at 14-5. Still work going on here with 50 seconds to go. Again, Moniker tried to roll out of there that time, though. Klingelhoffer's able to maintain an arm and reestablish position here on top, trying to get that tip, but doesn't have a really good hold on him right now. He's just got a full waist hug in right now. Just trying to control the waist with 30 seconds to go, but this is where Moniker got out last period. He needs to get out here because he's down 8-2. Over here in the consolation match, it is Collier of Sandhill Stedford with a 2-1 lead over Johnson of Axtell as they start the second period.
Looks like they're going to run out of time over at the championship. Klingelhoffer was riding a little high, but he's able to get back and control the hips on Moniker, so they'll go to the third period. Klingelhoffer up 8-2. I believe it's his choice, too.
So 8-2. Moniker will get to find out where he ends up here as Klingelhoffer got the escape and the takedown. And it looks like they've decided to go both up. Or no. Yep. No, not both up. I think he's just going to take top.
If Coach Herman signaled Coach or to Klingelhoffer to go on top, maybe try to get some more back points here.
So, again, more unusual than going neutral is to take top, but Klingelhoffer obviously has been dominating from the top here. And another piece of strategy there, Jeff, is you can't – that way Moniker doesn't get in on a shot that can take you right to your back.
Exactly. Don't give him a chance. Don't give him a chance. If you choose bottom there too, he can maybe turn you, but if you choose both up, a chance to throw you and stick you right to your back. So right now Klingelhoffer doing a good job riding him out here in the third period. 30 seconds gone already.
And trying to back his way in here, setting up a splaydle is Moniker of South Loop. He's trying to score from the bottom. He has now worked things out and has got the reversal. And it's 8-4. But we're down to a minute 15 to go. He's got a lot more scoring that he's got to do. 8-4 the score. And let's see if he just, I don't know if you cut him or not here. Because even a three-point near fall doesn't get the job done. He's got to find a way to get the pin down 8-4. 7-1 in the consolation match over here. Collier of Sandhill Stedford leading Johnson of Axtell as the second period will come to an end at the 152-pound consolation. Mason Klingelhoffer and Tanner Wernsman coming up at 160. Devin Dibbern and Jalen Sturdivant coming up at 152. And we are down to 43 seconds remaining here in the championship match on a restart. 8-4. Jacob Klingelhoffer leading the sophomore Moniker of South Loop, who upset the top seed Geis in the semifinals. And he's had to work so hard off the bottom, you can tell he's a little winded here, but he's got to find just enough juice for one more charge here over the final 40 seconds on the restart. He's trying to get that underhook and get a wing, but now as he goes crossface, he's going to put himself in trouble. And no problem there for Klingelhoffer. He got out of there. You're in the same spot here where Moniker might be in some trouble. Now you got some excitement over the consolation match. Johnson of Axtell is down 7-1, but he's put Collier of Sandhills on his back with a minute 20 to go in a match. And it looks like over here in the championship, Moniker's not going to be able to get anything done as time is winding down, and Jacob Klingelhoffer of Amherst is going to be another district champion for the Broncos, 8-4 over Moniker of South Loop. And we'll take a break and be back with more of the D3 District Wrestling Championships after this.
Best of luck, wrestlers, from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Find a New Tech Seed dealer in your area. Proud to support our area wrestlers.
Brian Trampy, your Channel C dealer, would like to say congratulations to all the area wrestlers and coaches on your hard work making it to state. From Ryan Trampy, your Channel C dealer, Seedsmanship at Work.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a trucker SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck.
Welcome back to high school wrestling here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. The consolation match at 152 after being put on his back in the third period. Colby Collier of Sandhill Stedford is able to fight it off for a 7-4 win over Dallas Johnson of Axtell. Now the 152-pound final. Third-ranked Devin Dibbert of Amherst is in on a single leg and trying to get a takedown over Jalen Sturdivant of Maxwell. Sturdivant's only loss of the year has come to Dibbert. 37-1 Dibbern, 33-1 Sturdivant coming in to this tournament. And Dibbern was in on a good single, but Sturdivant was able to get him off the mat.
Yeah, Sturdivant coming in on this season, ranked 6th as well.
Oh, Sturdivant throws him to his back. Sturdivant gets the headlock and throws Dibbern to his back. And he's in trouble with a minute to go in the period. Sturdivant trying to avenge his only loss of the year. Dibbern in big-time trouble. He's bridging, but he's got 50 seconds to go. The fans that aren't from Amherst rooting for the upset. And there's the pin. One of the biggest upsets of an Amherst wrestler in their own gym in years has just happened. Jalen Sturdivant in 118 caught Dibbern in a headlock and tossed him straight to his back. And that is the match. A shocker. Just the second loss of the year for Devin Dibbern. And look out. We could have a rematch in next week's state finals. But remember, Devin, his own coach, only has him ranked 3rd in the state. So, wow. That's going to be some amazing wrestling next week. Weekend Omaha. I do not want to be the guy that drew these two. Devin Dibbern falling to Sturdivant in 118. Now Mason Klingelhoffer, who has dominated his opponents this year, Jeff.
Yeah, he's a heck of a wrestler. Mason Klingelhoffer, the top-ranked wrestler at 160, going to be the favorite to win another state championship for Amherst here. He's taken on Wernsom from Arapahoe. He's been the aggressor so far, hasn't got the takedown, but he seems to be in control of this match. Looks like he might get something here.
And there's a takedown to the back, but no one count, just a one count. Klingelhoffer, Wernsman slipped off of him. Now he takes him to his back. Again, just two losses for Wernsman, one to Klingelhoffer earlier this year. But he's been taken to his back with a minute 10 to go here in the first period. There's been some extremely quick pins, and there's another one. Even though they were moving along on the mat, our official slaps it, and Mason Klingelhoffer takes 51 seconds to win the district championship here over Tanner Wernsman of Arapahoe, just his third loss of the season. And they are sprinting out to get on the mat because at 170, Colin Dibbern and Tayton Bonjoff are getting ready to go. And they're not quite ready on the clock yet. These guys are ready to roll. Mason Klingelhoffer getting in the championship, and we had two first period pins in matches that kind of thought would go down the wire there, Jeff.
Yeah, we had a couple of good aggressive matches in the lower weight classes. Then we saw some of the heavyweight matchups. We were excited to see Stavant and Dibbern, and Stavant with a nice headlock just take him right to his back at the pin in 118. Klingelhoffer, 51 seconds, even less time, took care of the sixth ring wrestler from Arapahoe. So good job there. Back-to-back at 152 and 160 championships, a couple of pins in the first period there.
Tayton Bonjoff of Cambridge avenged a loss to Brennan Shukai of Sandhill Stedford in the semifinals, and he is now wrestling Colin Dimmer of Amherst in the 170-pound final. And the 160-pound consolation is Tommy Campbell of Wilcox, Hildreth, and Ty Contreras of Medicine Valley going forward here with a score 30 seconds to go in the second period of 4-2, and the lead belongs to Campbell of Wilcox Hildreth. But here's a shot in by Contreras of Medicine Valley trying to keep him on the mat. He's got a nice single leg in here, trying to tie things up with 10 seconds to go. But nice counter by Campbell, and he's going to end up getting the points. He'll get the takedown to go up 6-2 into the second period. No score in the first minute of our championship match over here at 170 between Colin Divern and Tayton Bonjoff as they come off the mat.
Not a lot of shooting in this match over at 170, just a lot of hand fighting, trying to be the aggressive, more strong wrestler. Divern taking control right now of Bronzoff. Takes a shot, single leg, looks like he's got it, needs to get around the hips to get his two, no points yet.
Bonjoff from the ground, he's getting split out here pretty hard. He's able to control that leg back, and he's able to grab the leg of Colin Divern and avoid that, and he's going to be able to maybe come over the top and get his own takedown.
Nothing
but we're going to get a stalemate. Illegal hold. We've got an illegal called here and a restart in the middle. And over at the consolation match, it's all over. A pin by Tommy Campbell of Wilcox Hildreth. He does that 31 seconds into the third period. So 429 on the pin, or 329 on the pin for Tommy Campbell of Wilcox Hildreth. Now the 170 consolation, Patrick Keir of Elm Creek, Brendan Shukai of Sandhills Stedford. They are the 2 and 4 seeds here at the tournament. And looks like we're going to have another scoreless first period. We had a scoreless first period, two first period pins, and now another scoreless first period here at 170 between Colin Divern and Tayton Bonjoff of Cambridge. Let's take another timeout. Back with more of the D3 District Wrestling Tournament after this.
Your BP dealer in Gibbon and Kearney is Clevenger Farm Products. We would like to wish all the area wrestlers and coaches best of luck. Call today for a CFP fuel card. With Express Gas, you can pay at the pump 24 hours to better serve you.
Golden Harvest brand offers some of the highest yielding corn hybrids of any seed company in the area, and they're protected by the most advanced trait technology in the industry. So talk to Brent Woodman in Kennesaw today. Best of luck, wrestlers, from Brent and Sarah Woodman of Kennesaw.
The Bank of Bertrand thanks you for your business and welcomes you to this sports broadcast. The Bank of Bertrand is your full-service hometown bank and invites you to stop in and see them for all your banking, from commercial to personal. The Bank of Bertrand, member FDIC. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Go see Carl and the gang at Stadler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you get. Best of luck, wrestlers.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Adams Corner Market in Gibbon. Adams is your full-service grocery store with the meat's freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service, Adams Corner Market. Best of luck, wrestlers.
Due to Jeff Abel, Merritt Lawson, our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, covering the D3 District Wrestling Meet here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Nothing has changed in the 170-pound championship. Colin Divern taking bottom here in the second period. Jeffy just about got out off the bottom on the whistle, but when he didn't, then Bonjoff had him in some trouble, but not enough to get a three count for the near fall. But he is controlled here in the period.
Yeah, Bonjoff has done an excellent job of controlling Divern, not allowing him to get any escape points or any reversals. He had that one chance early to Divern, but ever since, Bonjoff hasn't been able to even turn Divern, but definitely in control right now, just trying to set something up. Maybe just try to get to the end of the period scoreless, then allow himself to be on bottom, get an escape point, and be up 1-0.
Amherst coach Tyler Herman wants a stall call here on Tayton Bonjoff, saying he's doing nothing but laying on us. He's picking our ankle. Now coach Klingelhofer's off the mat saying, you got to say something here. But we're down to 5 seconds to go, and it looks like finally we might get a stalemate called here.
We got two officials out there, so usually a stalemate call like that would get called if there
was
anything.
No, they will call illegal. They're going to call an illegal hold here, and that'll give Divern a point. So 1-0, Divern. And Bonjoff now just needs to ride him out for 3 seconds, and he'll get his choice going into the third period. A lot of work being done by these two wrestlers trying to stay off the bottom of the, or stay off the mat with their back here, and that will be the end of the period. 1-0, Colin Divern on the illegal hold, and Bonjoff has decided to take bottom. So an escape for the tie, reversal for the lead. Consolation match over here. We're deep into this. Oh, right off the get-go. Here is a big-time spin through for Bonjoff. Not only is he trying to get a reversal, he's trying to take him to his back, but the reversal points have not been awarded yet. And back in control is Colin Divern, and that's why they were not awarded, because Divern definitely didn't reverse him back. He just stayed in control. Stays 1-0. So right off that whistle, it'll almost be fun for once to see these guys come off the mat and get a restart. Over here in the consolation at 140 pounds, it is Brennan Shukai of Sandhills-Thedford, a 4-0 lead over Patrick Cure of Elm Creek. Going into the third period, plus Shukai will take bottom to start third. Now back over here in the 170-pound championship. You always hate to see a 1-0 final on an illegal, and now finally a reversal. There it is. Tayton Bonjoff of Cambridge now leads Dibbern 2-1. And remember, Dibbern couldn't get off bottom. And did they stall? Did they already ding him for a stall?
Coach Herman wants it because he thinks now that Bonsdorf is up 2-1, he's just going to go in complete conservative mode and just stall.
Which he did throughout that second period. Off the mat they'll come, and now a restart. Oh boy, what a day this would be if the Dibberns went just 1-2 in the finals. And again, Colin now will start on bottom. 49 seconds to go, and Bonjoff of Cambridge leads it 2-1. He tries to ride the hip, spin through here, and he's got him tipped to his back. Dibberns on his back. Bonjoff knew what he was going to do on the roll through, and he caught him on his back. And there's the pin. Tayton Bonjoff will get the pin over Colin Dibbern in a time of 5:22. So, Jeff, there have been a couple of surprises here today, and they're in the finals.
Yeah, there usually is. Sometimes you'll see him in the semifinals. Dibbern, right there, like you had said, Doug, he was going to sit out, try to roll through. Bonsdorf knew that's what he was going to do, so he's going to let him do that. And then when Dibbern, when the first move wasn't going to work, Bonsdorf just caught him and caught him right on his back, stuck him 5:22 into the game. So Amherst, another upset in the finals, one that we expected to win the district championship right now. But Bonsdorf from Cambridge, your district champion at 170.
All right, that moves us to 182. Chris Rasmussen of Amherst is undefeated but didn't wrestle the first half of the season, and he is going to be able to pick Quentin Chancellor of Medicine Valley off the mat and take him down 2-0. And again, Chancellor is ranked fourth in the state of Nebraska. A solid, solid wrestler at 34-5 on the season. Rasmussen, one of the many that qualified for state last year. And then we'll go to Peyton Shockey of Amherst and Austin Miller of Southwest. We'll be at the next spot.
Got a final over there, the 170 Constellation Shukai from Sandhills-Thedford with a 9-1 decision over Cure from Elm Creek. So Shukai, your third place district placer at 170.
Now Taylor McKeeman of Maxwell and Justin Wells of Anselmo Myrna will wrestle for third at 182. Wells had a heck of a match there in his consolation just to get to this point. Back over at the championship at 182 pounds. Chris Rasmussen, who finished third at state last year, he is trying to finish things off here against Quentin Chancellor of Medicine Valley, who qualified for the state tournament last year but did not place. 45 seconds to go here in period number one. Now trying to, he's got an underhook, does Rasmussen. But Chancellor pretty strong. He does get him turned on the edge of the mat. Chancellor rolls through, trying to get off the mat. They're not getting any near fall points, and off the mat they come. And in fact, had there been a little more real estate, he'd got the reversal, and our official, Mr. Saylor, says that it is 2 near fall. So 4-0 in favor of Rasmussen.
It was a quick roll, but just enough, I guess, to get the 2 near fall. It looked like maybe no points would have been awarded, but 2 were awarded. So Rasmussen up 4-0 over Chancellor right now.
And we welcome you to D3 District Wrestling coverage. We will have our Pioneer Hybrid Seeds Wrestling recap when we finish things up, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer sales representative. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors, to Ron Evans and the entire folks here. And now Chancellor's on his back, and he's in trouble. Flattened out on him is Rasmussen. He has got him really in trouble. If he can just step across, he's got it. And did time run out? That's going to be the question. There's no time on the clock, but the coaches for Medicine Valley are not even out of their chair. I'm not sure that they realize that. And the pin registered. I didn't even see the young man out there ready to slap him on the back.
I looked over, and it was counting down from 2-1 when you said pin, Doug. So
good.
One second. second. That's all you needed.
That's good. That's all you need. 159 then. Chris Rasmussen of Amherst gets the pin over Quentin Chancellor of Medicine Valley. Now Peyton Shockey of Amherst, ranked sixth, will take on Austin Miller of Southwest. And we will be back with more wrestling action after this.
CHS Agri-Service Center is proud of the area athletes and wishes them good luck in the game. CHS Agri-Service Center in Alma, Holdridge, Bertrand, Loomis, Roseland, Smithfield, Overton, Bladen, Blue Hill, and Elm Creek. People and resources you can count on always.
Office equipment, supplies, and service. That's what LaserTech of Nebraska offers you. LaserTech, putting the serve back in service. Doing what can't be done every day and the impossible with 2 days' notice. LaserTech in sunny downtown Shelton. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They've been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. Good luck, wrestlers.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. The leader in online banking with online bill paying and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, wrestlers.
And welcome back to high school wrestling here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. At 182 pounds consolation, Taylor McKeeman of Maxwell has just picked up a pin in 54 seconds over Justin Wells of Anselmo-Myrna to take third. And over here, we got the 195-pound final, Jeff.
Yeah, early on in that one, Peyton Shockey with a quick takedown, just been riding out Austin Miller from Southwest for most of this first period. 29 seconds to go in this one. They both go out of bounds, so they'll have to restart. But Shockey with the takedown, he'll be on top in the 195 championship match.
195 consolation, Chance Klein of SEM and Anthony Fisher of Cambridge. Fisher going for the quick shot, not able to pick that one up. So SEM and Cambridge. Klein was the seventh seed coming in, and he's going to head to the state tournament. So great job there by Chance Klein working his way through the 195-pound bracket, getting a key win. Back over here to the championship, Shockey has just ridden Austin Miller of Southwest out. So far here in period number one after the early takedown, and he'll have a 2-0 lead going into the second period. Matt Eberle of Ansley Litchfield and Jacob Martinson of Amherst. Jacob came in with a sub-500 record. He, along with Moniker of South Loop, were the two non-top four wrestlers to make it into a final today. And then at heavyweight, Grant Clausen, SEM, Zach Zaleski, Overton, the top two ranked Class D heavyweights, will get after it. As we go to the second period here, it will be Miller of Southwest choosing bottom. And Shockey immediately just lays on him and tries to gain control of the far side wrist. He's got an underhook here on the near side. Looks like he's trying to cradle him up here. And Miller just trying to come to his feet. This is the classic crawl off the mat, and he spins through off the mat. He goes with a little crab.
Yeah, and over there on the Constellation, Doug, Fisher from Cambridge definitely has the higher motor right now, but a lot of moving around. Nobody was able to get any points, so scoreless after the first period in the Constellation final between Klein of SEM, Fisher from Cambridge, and over at the championship, Shockey now trying to get the high half maybe turned there. He's working on it, not able to get anything going.
Leads it 2-0. Don't forget, after our district wrestling, we will have the final three games of the Heartland Hoops Classic from Grand Island starting at 5:45, Central Catholic Southern Valley, followed by Kearney High Norfolk at 7, and Omaha Central against Denver East, the number one team in Colorado, at 9:15. Right now, basketball from the Hoops Classic is on ESPN 1460 and 1550. As we have reached the halfway point, the fourth game going on right now, then Donovan Trumbull will be taking on Norfolk Catholic in their matchup. Shockey rides his man out of bounds, and so far, Miller hasn't been able to do anything off bottom. He's been on bottom most of this match, got taken down early, and it looks like a scratch on his chin, so we'll have some blood time there. And while we've got a break of the action, let's hear from some more of our fine sponsors. This is the D3 District Wrestling Meet here on Classic Hits.
Office equipment, supplies, and service. That's what LaserTech of Nebraska offers you. LaserTech, putting the serve back in service. Doing what can't be done every day and the impossible with 2 days' notice. LaserTech in sunny downtown Shelton.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and surrounding areas rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed rep. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. Best of luck at state to all the wrestlers and coaches from Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer dealer.
With hybrids from Golden Harvest, you can take full advantage of the performance flexibility with the latest genetics and technology. Call Larry and Gary Barrett, your local Golden Harvest dealer, to get products that will yield profits for you. Best of luck, wrestlers, from Larry and Gary Barrett.
Stop into Aurora Co-op. Get all you need to keep the farm going. You can find an Aurora Co-op near you. Aurora Co-op, a proud sponsor of all area wrestlers. Best of luck at state.
And welcome back to the D3 District Wrestling Championships, where period number two has come to the end at 195. And Doug Doodle with Jeff Babel, Merritt Lawson, producer engineer Stacy Johns. Miller of Southwest chose bottom of the second period, but Shockey finally able to tip him there. He just about got out, but just about didn't get the job done, and that allowed Shockey to catch him and put him on his back for a two-point near fall.
And now here to start the third, they're going to choose both up. Miller from Southwest is going to need a takedown here, but it looks like Shockey's going to get him. Miller took the shot, but Shockey did a nice job of sprawling, spun around, got the 2 points. He's up now 6-0 in the championship at 195.
Back over to the consolation here. You've got Fisher of Cambridge, a 1-0 lead over Klein of SEM, but Klein rode Fisher throughout the second period here. And so, they went neutral after the escape. So it's 1-0, and now Klein needs to get an escape. Now over here at the championship, Shockey has put Miller on his back. Minute 20 to go, and a pin. The pin in 4 minutes and 40 seconds. Peyton Shockey of Amherst wins your 195-pound district title over Austin Miller of Southwest. And now for the 13th consecutive final, Amherst will trot out one of their wrestlers. As they had 13 finalists today, and probably the biggest surprise is this young man right here, Jeff. Jacob Martinson taking on fourth-ranked Matt Eberle of Ansley-Litchfield. Martinson came in the sixth seed with a record of 14-21. Eberle is 21-5 on the season, but has not wrestled Martinson this year.
Although wrestling's an individual sports, sometimes you can just feed off the momentum, and then when you see 12 of your teammates ahead of you in the finals, it kind of just fills you with the adrenaline. You get in there. So Morrison of Amherst, 13th straight finals we've had for Amherst. Coach Herman and Klingelhofer haven't had to move. I'm sure they're pretty happy about that.
Yeah, Coach Herman and Klingelhofer just sitting there on their chairs. They'll actually have to go to the other mat for heavyweight when Tanner Hercock's there, but they are just about ready to go over the 300-point total here in districts, which is unheard of there at 296.5. So if they can get a win, and if that did include, yeah, that does include Shockey. So if they can get a couple of wins or a major win here, they're going to go over 300 points. South Loop is second. Eustace Farnham is currently in third. Southwest and Eustace Farnham tied for third in the team race. Over here in the 195-pound consolation, Klein of SEM did get an escape, so it's 1-1 with 55 seconds to go. Neither wrestler has scored from their feet. Or no, did we have an illegal over there? Klein is still on bottom, so we must have had an illegal hold. So Klein just needs to get out for a 2-1 lead. Now back over here at the 220-pound championship. Martinson throws Eberle off the mat again. A couple of shots there, but Eberle was not able to finish. And Martinson trying to defend it. Now there's a good single leg by Matthew Eberle. Eberle in on a good single. And over here at the consolation, a chance for some points. Klein trying to pop out here to get the escape for the lead with 30 seconds to go. And now there's your takedown for Eberle. Matt Eberle gets the takedown. And we've got a pin over here at the consolation. And it's going to go to Klein of SCM. He didn't necessarily get called for the reversal, but he was able to tip Fisher coming off bottom and put him on his back for the pin in 4:35. And that'll take us to the 220 consolation. Garrett Nielsen, Eustace Farnham, Jordan Riley, Axtell. Martinson trying to get free over here and just holding on for dear life is Eberle as the final 5 seconds run out. Nearly an escape, but just trying to catch that greased pig there, as you see. Yeah. He just grabbed him by the leg and kept yanking until the time ran out.
Yeah, sometimes that's got it, what you got to do. It doesn't look like wrestling at all. It looked like Martinson was just trying to run around. Eberle grabbed him by the ankle, just drug him back in. Nice job though, earlier, Eberle with a deep, deep single leg. It was just a matter of time before he got Martinson. Martinson, nice job not going to his back either. So now looks like we're going to start the second period. I don't think they've started the clock. There they go. They said they start the clock now.
Martinson will take bottom to start the second period here, trailing 2-0 to Eberle, the top seed of Ansley Litchfield. Not all the top seeds have won, 145, 152, 170 in there. Martinson does get the escape. With a minute 40 to go here in the second period, it's 2-1. Again, Eberle was 21-5 coming in. Martinson, 14-21 coming into the districts, but hadn't really seen some of the same competition. And Eberle has just kind of been waiting for his chances here, trying to push the head back, trying to take the shot. Martinson has not been afraid, but Everly's a little bit taller, a little bit lankier. He's got a little bit more reach here.
Yeah, he works the head. That's how he got his first takedown, Doug. He just kind of worked the head. And then when Martinson was just worried about the head, he just went in and got the single leg. He was really working it there. Nice job, though, by Martinson. Almost had a headlock on him. So right now they're both just in the neutral position, kind of circling towards that sideline that we've seen come in a lot tonight, just trying to work out. Now they go back into the middle.
Yeah, they're not afraid to center it back in the middle. 4-2, Jordan Riley of Axtell leading Nielsen of Eustace Farnham, who gets the escape to start the third period. So now it's 4-3, Riley. Now in on a single leg, trying to pick that ankle and get the takedown. There it is for Eberle. So he gets another takedown with 30 seconds to go here in the period, trying to get the turn. It's 4-1. Again, they're on the edge of the mat. Martinson, a surprise finalist here today, has wrestled gamely, but Eberle has just kind of wrestled smart, and there's an escape. Martinson got the escape. Eberle stays down on his knee, just saying, hey, I'll watch that clock tick a little bit. And the Amherst coaches said, they get right back after him, but time will expire here in the second period. So we've had a takedown and an escape. And it's 4-2, but Eberle will get choice, and he is going to take down. And you have to believe that this might be an easy escape here. And because of that, Martinson says, yeah, I'm not even going to mess with it. I'm going to cut him. So probably the smart move here. He didn't want to get in trouble and have Eberle get the reversal or take him right to his back. So it's 5-2 Eberle to start the third period as they wrestle neutral. Martinson probably knows here, Jeff, he's got to get lucky and get a throw.
Yeah, and he's working him hard right now. And like we'd seen him on his knees over there, we saw Eberle. So Martinson, he can do it. He just needs to find his opportunity right now. Eberle will probably go more conservative here, but like you said, he's going to need to catch him here quickly. A minute 30 to go.
Eberle, he just looks a little bit stronger, able to control the upper body. Although both of his takedowns have been after going for the ankle, he's controlled the upper body, gets Martinson off balance, and then shoots him low. 5-2, Martinson. And then in on another shot, and Eberle runs off the mat. Again, blow the whistle, and that's kind of what Amherst is looking for here when Eberle might not be paying attention like he's done a couple of times that Martinson can jump on.
Yeah, you see the coaches for Amherst just hooting and hollering and trying to get Martinson to pay attention. Go get Eberle when he's kind of just relaxing. Like right now. Right now is a great time to go for a shot, and he doesn't take it. Eberle's kind of just relaxing, standing around there.
Again, he has been very conservative. In on another shot, but they're off the edge of the mat. It's not that he's wrestling bad. It's just a different style of wrestling. He has been very defensive. He's picked his spots. He's got the lead 5-2. And again, you never know, considering I got the flu this week, who's got the flu. And Martinson turns him! A takedown to the back! Martinson has taken Eberle to his back with 30 seconds to go. He got the headlock. He's looking for the pin. He's got a 7-5 lead in the near fall. There's the pin. The biggest upset of the entire day. May have been earlier between one-loss wrestlers, but here, an unbelievable district champion with a sub-500 record, Jacob Martinson, 5-38. Is not only going to the state, he's going as a district champion.
What a warm embrace by the coaches. The entire Amherst crowd waiting for him. He jumps into Coach Herman's arms, We were waiting for it. We knew he had it in him, and he finally found that crease dug. He got him, caught him on his back, stuck him. 538 the pin. We also got a pin over there on the consolation. Eustace Farnham, Nielsen from Eustace Farnham gets the win there. He'll be your third place representative from the D3 district.
Well, we kept kind of warning the listeners what Eberle was doing for Mansley Litchfield, and it finally caught him, and now all that's left are the heavyweights. The consolation is Tanner Hercock of Amherst and Dominic Foster of South Loop, and the championship, 1-2, Clausen of SEM, Zaleski of Overton, which, unbelievably, their first meeting of the year. Last year, Clausen was fourth and Zaleski was fifth at the state meet. And through the initial fray here, they come off the mat and they'll restart. Clausen in on a headlock here. This is usually the first guy to get thrown to the mat. And Clausen has got that headlock good. He's just trying to get his balance and try and throw Zaleski. Zaleski trying to get that shot in, comes back to his feet, and Clausen loses his grip. So they'll restart. What a couple of matches we have seen here today, though, at the D3 District Wrestling Tournament. If you missed any of the results, we'll give them all to you, try to update some of the other districts from around the area. So keep it here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Sumner, Overton, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Our final two matches of the D3 Championships. And Zaleski and Clausen, this could be your typical overtime 1-1 type of match, but when that happens, it's usually a mistake. Somebody slips off and gets caught. When you got two big guys that are 1-2, they know the other guys move, they know what they want to do, and they've just got to make sure that they don't make a mistake as they just kind of lean on each other. Hercock trying to make a move over here on Foster of South Loop, but they are going to have a scoreless first period in the consolation match.
That's what happens in these heavyweights, Doug. They kind of just lean on each other. They lean on each other for 6 minutes, and eventually it's the first guy to make that wrong move, and then all that weight just falls on you, and a lot of times you'll see those pins up in these upper weights.
Yeah, you can feel when you're leaning on when the wrestlers are leaning on each other, you can kind of feel that twinge, and that's when it's go time, when you make your move. But no scoring in the first period of the championship here between Clausen of SEM and Zaleski of Overton. And in the consolation match over here, it looks like Hercock has chosen bottom, trying to get off the bottom, and he's able to get the escape. And they'll come off the mat. So Hercock with a 1-0 lead over Foster of South Loop. In the championship, Zaleski will be on bottom to start the second period. And so Ken Zaleski get the escape. That's the key. As he works his hips, not started to circle, and now he's trying to go over that far side leg. He's trying to do more than just get the escape right now. He's thinking reversal. But Clausen controlling so far, moving from the leg to the arm. And Zaleski doing a good job of not giving Clausen that arm, trying to get to his bridge, got his base, comes to his feet. There's the escape. Minute 25 to go here in the second period. Zaleski gets the escape, and now we're back to neutral and back to leaning on each other in the heavyweights. Back over here at the consolation, Hercock with the escape, a 1-0 lead. And potentially dangerous, they'll restart from the neutral position against Foster of South Loop.
1-0 in each mat, no surprise there. Clausen and Zaleski at the championship.
And now Zaleski has that 1-0 lead. He's definitely the one that doesn't want to make the mistake. Clausen can still kind of afford to take a shot here because he's going to get choice in the third period. And now they're not leaning on each other so much. Clausen kind of shucked him to the side, and he's starting to work a little bit of a move here, but they break again. He was thought maybe he could shucked him and picked him up.
Looked like he had maybe an underhook there on the left arm. Just wasn't able to get it going. They release each other. They go back to the middle, and now going at it again.
30 seconds in the second period, 1-0 Zaleski. 30 seconds in the consolation of the second period, 1-0 Hercock of Amherst leading Foster of South Loop. And it looks like shot here, but Foster gets the leg out of there, then falls backwards, and on the edge of the mat, a takedown. Foster was trying to avoid it, fell to the mat. Hercock gets the takedown, and they'll be off the mat with 12 seconds to go in the second period. And in the second period, they come to a conclusion in the heavyweight championship with no more scoring. It is 1-0 Zach Zaleski of Overton because he chose bottom and got the escape in the second. Now Clausen of SEM will choose bottom and try to get the escape or reversal here in the third. Over at the consolation, Foster of South Loop. Down 3-0. Ooh, off the edge of the mat hard. And Foster ran out of mat space. He might have got his bell rung over there as Hercock ran him right off the top of the mat. Trainer Scott Kratzer will go over and look at him. That's one thing. We haven't had a whole lot of blood time or injury time at all today.
I think that's only the second one.
There's the escape by Clausen. Didn't take long. And it's 1-1. Now will they just be setting up that underhook again? Clausen has had the advantage, although he hasn't done much. We get a stalemate. And this definitely looks like it's headed towards overtime, the classic 1-1 overtime heavyweights, 1-2 in the state. To make sure nobody runs into problems. And again, Foster's still down over here for South Loop. Might take as much time as he can to get his breath against Hercock, too. There's always some strategy involved.
Oh, yeah. I was a guy. I had frequent bloody noses, Doug, and I used every last bit of that blood time you could just so you could get that extra minute of breath.
Doug Duda, Jeff Babel, Merritt Lawson with you here in Amherst. Merritt's the silent partner today.
He's been doing a good job keeping the eyes in the sky for us. They look like a Hercock. He did a nice shuck move there, Doug. Kind of got his opponent Foster off balance and then was able to get that takedown right at the end. On the far sideline. Then when they restarted, he just kind of grabbed an ankle and they threw all 400 pounds of each other forward, probably near 500 there. There's no, the mat, like you said, it's solid concrete over there, I believe, so, or hardwood gym floor. So looks like he's up. Looks like we'll be able to continue the match over here.
Looks like his ribs are hurting him, though, a little bit. Now we come back to the finals. The clock just continues to tick with Clausen and Zaleski leaning on each other. Clausen, just a sophomore, Zaleski, a junior. He's been wrestling heavyweight all 3 years. Had the pleasure of facing Michael Schopp too many times when he was a freshman. Now this consolation match only had 11 seconds left in the period. And so they will go to a third period.
Foster tried to sit out and do a quick reversal, and he landed on those ribs. Doug, he's wincing hard, but he's going to grit it out and try and get another point here.
He's a senior making it to state. And now here we go. We're going to overtime. Going to overtime, number 1 and 2 at heavyweight. So we wrestle 1 minute, then we go into the 30 seconds if nothing changes. And we've wrestled almost the entire match from our feet, minus the two escapes. And neither wrestler has done much. There haven't been hardly any shot attempts. And I think Foster's in trouble here. He gets thrown down to the mat again. I think he's going to have to get out of here with an injury default.
I don't think Hercock's intentionally trying to hurt him there. It's just anytime you hit the mat and you instantly wince, it might be time to just...
Yeah, they just called it right there. The injury time's going to run off, and I think the coach says that's enough. There's no need to try to get you hurt anymore. And so Hercock, who's up 3-0, is going to win by default. But third and fourth.
Save yourself for the state tournament there. Yeah. Don't want to get worse.
So hopefully whatever that injury is not going to affect him in Omaha. We come back to the championship. We're already down to 20 seconds remaining. Now Zaleski's going to come in on a shot. He's got a single leg, and he's taking Clausen to the mat. There's a two-point takedown. And Clausen thought there was a whistle. He kind of stopped wrestling. He knows it's over. It's overtime. That's it. That's the end of the match. Clausen knew it was over. The official thought that maybe Zaleski was going for the pin, and Zach Zaleski found that little window, felt the twins, took the shot, and gets the overtime win over number one Grant Clausen, and maybe they'll meet again after walking in the Parade of Champions 1 week from today. The finals get underway at 3 o'clock next Saturday, and Zach Zaleski of Overton is the district champion down in Grant Clausen of SEM, 3-1 in overtime. We've got all kinds of things still coming up, a recap of your medalists, a recap of the team scores. We'll talk to a coach or two, and it's all coming up on the Pioneer Hybrid Seeds Wrestling Recap brought to you by Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer sales representative, right after this timeout.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents and door dings, auto glass replacement, Unicure spray baking booth that simulates a factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality baked finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden.
Locally owned and operated since 1883, a tradition of community banking, Full-service banking with a strong dedication to their local community is what Minden Exchange Bank is all about.
Axman Heating and Air Conditioning is your independent Lennox dealer, serving Pleasanton and surrounding areas. They remind you that now's the time to conduct spring and summer checks on your air conditioning units, getting you ready for the warm season ahead. Axman has all the Lennox models. Best of luck, athletes.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kossler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the wrestlers at stake from Hellman, Main, Kossler, and Cottle.
And welcome back to Amherst, and thanks to all the many fine sponsors who have made our rest coverage possible, and Athletic Director Ron Evans and the entire crew at Amherst for their hospitality. This is the Pioneer Hybrid Seed Wrestling Recap, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer sales representative. To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weeches, Pioneer sales representative today. Science with service, delivering success. And Jeff Babel, just when you think that maybe things are going to go as planned here in the finals, we get some surprises. Jalen Sturdivant of Maxwell getting the upset, and not just an upset, but pinning Devin Devern of Amherst. Then Tayton Bonjoff of Cambridge able to beat Colin Dibern of Amherst, also by a pin. Jacob Martinson of Amherst then gives him some positive out of that backside as he comes in and gets a late pin over Eberle of Ansley Litchfield.
Yeah, and we had the first six weight classes. We had six number one seeds take the district championship. And then right when we made that comment, the upsets kind of happened. And some were for Amherst, some were against Amherst. It was a largely 50-50 crowd whenever Amherst was wrestling. The home crowd and then any other away opponent. But I would say that the two that stuck out to me were right back-to-back at 52 and 60. Studemont from Maxwell getting that pin in 118, and just the way that they did it, the surprise doesn't maybe get you. You make maybe a 6-5 score in the third, but the way they got it, the pin in 118 for Studemont, and then Klingelhofer upsetting Tanner Wurstrom from Arapaho.
Well, not an upset.
The 51, the quickness of the pins back to back, those were the two matchups that stuck out to me. And then Dibern at 170, also calling, he got beat very late in the game, a pin at 522. So those were the three that stuck out to me. You know, the team scores were kind of, it was already a foregone conclusion at that point. But just individual matchups, we were excited to see the one versus two at heavyweight. The two came out this time. You know, you never know, the one could probably win the state tournament. It's district wrestling. It's the best time. Sometimes you get those guys 14 and 21. We had a district champion that was 14 and 21. You see that sometime too, just the guys that kind of are rolling late in the season and they get that momentum, and then bam, district champions. So congratulations to all the district champions in the D3.
And the big story, the big note, is that Amherst, the four-time defending Class D state champion, hosting the D3 meet in their own gym with 13 semifinalists. They do hit the 300-point mark here this afternoon, unofficially. 308.5 points is just amazing. We remind you that tomorrow at 3 o'clock, more wrestling coverage, as we will be talking with area coaches, area qualifiers from our listening area in the annual Classic Hits Wrestling Rally. So stay with us for that tomorrow afternoon from 3 until about 5:30, whenever we get everybody talked to. We'll talk to Ross Halford from HuskerMat.com. We'll talk to Kearney High, Kearney Catholic, Hastings, Grand Island schools, of course, Amherst. We've got a variety of the FKC schools, Gibbon, Ravenna, some of the norms, some new, and we're looking forward to that tomorrow. We'll take another break. Be back with the final results, in case you missed any of them, right after this.
Midland Co-op is the farmer's source for quality products and services for crop production. Serving Axtell, Franklin, Funk, Reagan, Republican City, Napanee, and Wilcox. Best of luck to today's athletes from Midland Co-op.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches.
First Tier Bank is proud to support the area wrestlers. Online banking is one of the many services at First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge. An equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Ravenna Sanitation's dependable quality service is perfect for your home or business, anywhere in Buffalo County. Find us in the Pleasanton phone book. Good luck to all our area wrestlers from Ravenna Sanitation.
Larry's Market in Shelton provides you with fresh foods, your own hometown party supply, and deli sandwiches. Everything you need in Shelton. Why shop anywhere but Larry's Market in Shelton? Best of luck, wrestlers.
The Exchange Bank of Gibbon for all you need in banking, checking, savings, and loans. Small town banking at its best. Best of luck, wrestlers, from the Exchange Bank in Gibbon. Member FDIC.
Full medalist at 106 pounds, Peyton Cumsetta and Hurst.
And welcome back to the Pioneer Hybrid Wrestling Recap here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. We'll talk with the wrestling coach at Amherst, Tyler Herman, here in just a moment, so stay with us for that. We'll also be running down some of the other matchups. At last check, Kearney High had qualified 13 for the state tournament, and we will do our best. Jeff will probably be pulling up some of those results from the other districts to take a look at as well. But Tyler Herman, the head coach at Amherst, is making his way up here after all 14 wrestlers have qualified for the state tournament. A couple of things that Amherst has not done before, even in this long storied history, is to qualify as many as they did here today, go over 300 total team points. And coach, congratulations. You were able to reach your goal that you told us about earlier this week.
Yeah, that's been the goal all week long. Every day after practice when we had a breakdown, the word we said was 14. It was very important us to take all 14 kids down to Omaha. We weren't leaving anybody behind. And I tell you what, it was one heck of a day.
Well, and a couple of those were when you got to the heavier weights with Jacob and Tanner, and Tanner got his job done. But probably the biggest surprise of the day is Jacob Martinson being a district champion for you.
I'll tell you what, that kid had the tournament of his life. Came in as the sixth seed. We knew we had an uphill battle. We had a bunch of kids we hadn't beat before. He beat the kid from Maxwell last night, a kid that had pinned us earlier in the year. Beat the kid from Axtell in the semi this morning, kid who had beat us earlier in the year. And then the kid from Ansley Litchfield that's ranked number four in the state. Got a nice headlock there at the end. I tell you what, I'm incredibly proud of him. Couldn't have happened to a nicer kid. The boys are extremely proud of him. And I tell you what, just a special moment for Jake Martinson and his family today. Just an outstanding performance.
The other side of the coin is you don't usually see what happened to Devin and Colin Dibbern. What happened today. So they'll have a little extra motivation going into Omaha. But at 152 pounds, Jalen Sturdivant of Maxwell, he hit a move.
Yeah, I tell you what, that kid is athletic. Tremendous headlock. He caught us last time we wrestled him in right before Christmas with a headlock, and we fought off our back. But, boy, he is just lightning quick with it, and when he gets you on your back, he cinches it up tight. You know, it's one of those things. It is what it is, and hopefully that'll motivate Devin for next week.
Same story of Colin taking on Obanjoff, two big boys battling all the way through.
Yeah, just a situation there at the end where we needed to get to our feet on bottom instead of rolling around. We got in a roll-around match there and got caught on our back, but you know, one of those things, it happens here at districts, and it's only going to make them hungrier and more motivated for next week in Omaha.
And then Mason Klingelhofer stays undefeated. He's got a great wrestler that he went up against in Wernsman from Arapahoe, and he made quick work of him.
Yeah, I tell you what, Mason's been a hammer all year long. A team leader for us, just a great, great work ethic, a great kid. And his goal is to be on top of the podium this year. You know, he knows how, he remembers how it felt last year when he got third, and he doesn't want to feel that again.
I'll probably buzz him about it if you bring him over tomorrow, and I'm guessing you will, but that may have been, for Brian Weeches, the most aggressive I've ever seen him wrestle. He and Heffley have had some matches, some great ones before that have went back and forth, but he really brought it today.
Yeah, you know, we wrestled him here at Amherst at the Amherst Invite Finals back in early January in his 8-2 match, you know, fairly competitive match, and wrestled him last week at conference and teched him, and then got the nice pin here today. Brian's another kid who's just a hammer on top, absolute hammer. Look great with those wings, and you know, that's important. Once he gets those wings going, you know, those kids get tired of fighting that off after a while.
What about getting over 300 points? This had been kind of put on your team that, hey, they can get all their kids, or maybe, I mean, you did some things today that haven't been done before.
Yeah, I tell you what, just an outstanding performance top to bottom. I didn't even know we had over 300 until you said so right now, but that's the highest we've ever scored at districts, I believe. It's got to be, like I said, just an outstanding group of kids, hardworking kids, coachable kids. And it was a total team effort here today. These kids care about each other. They care about each other a lot. And like I said, our goal all week was all 14 going to Omaha. And they just keep feeding off each other. You know, in the semis this morning, win after win after win. In the finals, win after win after win. They just keep building on that momentum. And it's a pretty awesome feeling.
And I guess finally the most important thing is it positions you for next week.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you never know what the draws are going to be, but you're better off just winning the matches that you can win here and then see where everything falls. You know, do your job here at district, wrestle well, win the matches you're supposed to win, and it is what it is when we show up in Omaha. Every match is going to be a tough one there. You're down to 16 kids at each weight, and we expect every match to be a tough one.
All right, we'll see you tomorrow, and we'll see you in Omaha. Congratulations.
All right, thanks a lot, Doug. I appreciate it.
Tyler Herman, head coach, Amherst Broncos, as they win it today with 308.5 points, qualify all 14 wrestlers for the state tournament. Eight of them are district champions today. Five of them ended up as district runner-ups, and then Tanner Hercock finished in third at heavyweight. We'll be back and give you all those results right after this timeout.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain and Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best price for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space, see kappagrains.com.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen, the one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen. Best of luck, wrestlers.
Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation says good luck, wrestlers.
Town and Country Bank. They believe that a bank is more than just a business. It is a vital part of the community. With offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney, Town and Country Bank. Best of luck, wrestlers. Hand Machining in Pleasanton is proud to sponsor the area wrestlers. Trust Hand Machining for whatever machining you need. Large jobs or small, Hand is your general machine shop in Pleasanton.
Nichols Repair, Lammers Truck Line, and the River Stop would all like to wish the Pleasanton Bulldogs best of luck this season. Visit the River Stop before and after the game to get your snacks, drinks, and even pizzas. Go Bulldogs from Nichols Repair, Lammers Truck Line, and the River Stop, all of Pleasanton.
Doug Duda, Jeff Babel, Merritt Lawson back with you here at Amherst. The D3 District Wrestling Championships are in the book. Let's take a look at some of the other area districts. We know that Hastings has qualified 11 at the A4. Kearney, it looks like, qualified 13 at the A2. And we'll have the Grand Island numbers here for you in just a moment. Jeff is working on those numbers right here from the A1 up at Norfolk. Again, all of the pairings will be up later tonight on the NSAA website, nsaahome.org. And then we will have our Classic Kids Wrestling Rally coming your way tomorrow, and that will get underway at 3 o'clock. Here on Classic Hits 98.9, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Amherst, and Eddyville on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Looking forward to that. Let's take a look at the results that we had from the championships, and we will go at 106 pounds, third place to Clayton Schwinn of South Loop. He was a winner in 259 over Adrian Gherkin of Eustis Farnham in the championship. Peyton Cumston of Amherst is your district champion, pinning Landon Hopkins of Sandhills Thedford in a minute 17. At 113 pounds, Dylan McKeel of South Loop wins by 4 foot over Brody Metzler of Eustis Farnham. And in the championship, Kalen Klingelhofer of Amherst, a 7-0 win over Jeffrey West of Elm Creek. At 120 pounds, William Bloom of Elm Creek, a 9-1 win over Dylan Fries of Southwest. Bloom is the number 2 rated wrestler in the state, but the top 3 were all in this district. And in the finals, it was Brian Weeches of Amherst remaining undefeated with the pin of Aaron Heffley of Eustis Farnham in 315. At 126 pounds, third place went to Wyatt Eggleston of South Loop, 6-1 over Connor Bonjoff of Cambridge. And in the championship at 126, Chris Worth of Eustis Farnham, a 5-2 win over Clayton Dana of Amherst. At 132 pounds, third place went to Bo Slingsby of Hensley Litchfield, a 15-0 Tech fall over Dion Wilson of Elwood. And at the championship, Brant Florell of Amherst held on for a 2-1 win over Thomas Foster of Medicine Valley. At 138 pounds in the consolation, Jake Gearing of SEM gets an overtime pin to defeat Garrett Freeze of Southwest in 5-24. And at the championship at 138, Logan Dibbert of Amherst pins Vince Vollmer of Overton in 1 minute and 8 seconds. At 145 pounds, the third place medal goes to Austin Menard of Southwest, a winner over Hayden Geis of Elm Creek. And at the championship, it was Jacob Klingelhofer of Amherst, an 8-4 win over Brandon Moniker of South Loop. We'll take a look at the rest of your medalists right after this on our Craig Weech's Pioneer Hybrid Seeds Wrestling Recap.
Citizens Bank in Loup City is a proud supporter of the area wrestlers. Citizens Bank appreciates your business. Best of luck to all the area athletes competing today. From all of us at Citizens Bank in Loup City, member FDIC.
Shop your hometown-affiliated food store, the Kennesaw Market in Kennesaw, where they offer great service and competitive prices on all your groceries, including dairy products, the freshest produce and meats. It's all here at Kennesaw Market in Kennesaw, proud to support our area wrestlers.
See RAI in Ravenna, Shelton, or Loup City. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just your insurance agent, your friend. Best of luck, wrestlers.
For all your custom slaughter and meat processing, call Belschner Custom Meats in Amherst. Belschner Custom Meats is proud of our youth and all their accomplishments. Good luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game.
In the market for some Galvay? See Mike or Dale Taubenheim of Amherst today. Their primary focus has always been making functional and efficient cows, focusing on birth weights, maternal traits, pay weights, higher weaning and yearling weights, meat and muscle. Also your Traeger Grill dealer. Have a great beef experience with Traeger Grills from Taubenheim Galvay.
Berg Insurance in Kennesaw has your crops, farm, home, and autos covered. See Berg Insurance Company in Kennesaw. They've been protecting this area for over 50 years in a relaxing and friendly environment. Berg Insurance is a very proud supporter of all the area high school sports and would like to wish the athletes the very best of luck. Berg Insurance in Kennesaw. Relax, we've got you covered.
Brian Trampy, your Channel C dealer, would like to say congratulations to all the area wrestlers and coaches on your hard work making it to state. From Ryan Trampy, your Channel C dealer, seedsmanship at work.
And welcome back to our Pioneer Hybrid Seed Wrestling Recap. Let's take a look at some of the other results that we had for you. We left off at 152. Your third place finisher is Colby Collier of Sandhill Stedford, a 7-4 win over Dallas Johnson of Axtell. And at the championship was a big win for Jalen Sturdivant of Maxwell. He avenged his only loss of the year by catching Devin Dibbert of Amherst in a headlock and pinning him in 118. At 160 pounds, Tommy Campbell of Wilcox Hildreth, a winner by pin in 329 over Ty Contreras of Medicine Valley. And the championship, Mason Klingelhofer of Amherst, a winner in pin 51 seconds over Tanner Wernsman of Arapahoe. At 170, the third place match went to Brennan Shukai of Sandhill Stedford, 9-1 over Patrick Cure of Elm Creek. And at the championship, Tayton Bonjoff of Cambridge pins Colin Dibbern of Amherst in 5-22. This was a 1-0 match going into the third period in favor of Dibbern. Bonjoff got the reversal right to Dibbern's back and picked up the pin. At 182 pounds, Taylor McKeeman of Maxwell wins by pin in 54 seconds over Justin Wells of Anselmo Myrna. And in the championship, Chris Rasmussen of Amherst remains undefeated, pinning Quentin Chancellor of Medicine Valley in 159. At 195 pounds, third place goes to Chance Klein of SEM, winner by pin in 435 over Anthony Fisher of Cambridge. And in the championship, Peyton Shockey of Amherst, a winner by pin over Austin Miller of Southwest in 4 minutes and 40 seconds. At 220 pounds, third place goes to Garrett Nielsen of Eustace Farnham, a winner over Jordan Riley of Axtell. And in the championship, Jacob Martinson of Amherst, trailing 5-2, gets a headlock to Litchfield and pins him in 5 minutes and 38 seconds. And finally at heavyweight, Tanner Hercock of Amherst, a 3-0 winner over Dominic Foster. That's what the score was when the match was defaulted. Foster looked like he got his ribs hurt on a throw that carried the wrestlers out of bounds towards the end of the second period. They wrestled a little bit longer, and he said there's no reason to go on, and so Hercock wins it. And then in the championship, Zach Zaleski of Overton wins it in overtime over Grant Clausen of SEM. 3-1, gets a takedown with about 10 seconds to go in overtime to win it over the number one ranked wrestler from number two, Zaleski. The final team standings look like this in our D3 district. 18th went to Alma with 7 points. Elwood was 17th with 20. And Selma Myrna was 16th with 22. 15th was Wilcox Hildreth with 35. Axtell, 36 points, was 14th. Arapahoe was 13th with 41. Ansley Litchfield with 12th with 49.5. Overton, 11th with 51.5. You can see that program starting to climb again. In the top 10, SEM and Sandhill Stedford tied for 9th with 55. Cambridge was 8th with 61. A tie for 6th between Elm Creek and Maxwell. Each had 68.5, a half point behind Medicine Valley, who was 5th with 69. Fourth place goes to Southwest with 73. Third to Eustace Farnham with 78. South Loop is your district runner-up with 89 points. And the updated final standings, Amherst, 313.5 points as they blow past the 300 total points for a new district wrestler, new district record and team record for the four-time defending state champion. We'll be back and give you some updates from other districts around the state right after this on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Amherst, Elm Creek.
DuPont Pioneer Refuge Solutions provide an insect protection choice that's just right for any operation to help you get the most out of every acre. Talk about simple, it's Refuge Simplified. For more information, call your Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success. Good luck, wrestlers.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. At Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and McCabe. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare plans. Best of luck, wrestlers.
Tubbs Pub in Sumner offers daily lunch and dinner specials, including the best prime rib around. For great home cooking without the dishes, get to Tubbs Pub today, a proud supporter of all area wrestlers.
Best of luck, wrestlers, from Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Find a New Tech Seed dealer in your area. Proud to support our area wrestlers.
Your BP dealer in Gibbon and Kearney is Clevenger Farm Products. We would like to wish all the area wrestlers and coaches best of luck. Call today for a CFP fuel card. With Express Gas, you can pay at the pump 24 hours to better serve you.
With hybrids from Golden Harvest, you can take full advantage of the performance flexibility with the latest genetics and technology. Call Larry and Gary Barrett, your local Golden Harvest dealer, to get products that will yield profits for you. Best of luck, wrestlers, from Larry and Gary Barrett.
Stop into Aurora Co-op. Get all you need to keep the farm going. You can find an Aurora Co-op near you. Aurora Co-op, a proud sponsor of all area wrestlers. Best of luck at state.
DuPont Pioneer Refuge Solutions provide an insect protection choice that's just right for any operation to help you get the most out of every acre. Talk about simple, it's Refuge Simplified. For more information, call your Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success. Good luck, wrestlers.
In the market for some Galvay? See Mike or Dale Taubenheim of Amherst today. Their primary focus has always been making functional and efficient cows, focusing on birth weights, maternal traits, pay weights, higher weaning and yearling weights, meat and muscle. Also your Traeger Grill dealer. Have a great beef experience with Traeger Grills from Taubenheim Galvay.
Jeff Babel is here with us on our Pioneer High Hybrids wrestling recap. Take a look at some of the other area districts. Jeff, what do you got?
Well, in the A4, Hastings as a team right now in second, dug down by 5 to Omaha. They did get 11 qualifiers in. That was around the 152 match. I haven't checked in the last few reasons. Maybe they get the first place, but they did get 11 qualifiers. The A2 in Kearney, they were first place champion. They did beat Millard South by 5. They did get 13 qualifiers. The 14th wrestler lost in the heartbreak round. The C4, Kearney Catholic will be your fourth place finisher there. They'll get four qualifiers there. Ord was seventh, Minden in 13th. The A1, Grand Island was your team champion. They were in first by 15.5 points. They did get 11 qualifiers. The other three lost via the heartbreak round as well. The B3, Adams Central is your district champion by 30 points. They did get 10 qualifiers, excuse me. Aurora finished in sixth. The C2, O'Neill looks like it'll be your winner there. The B4, Lexington second, Cozad third, Holdridge eighth, and up in the B2, Loup City finished seventh. They did get four qualifiers, including Wyatt Lane at 103.
All right.
Or 106.
There you go. Yeah, back in the day it was 103. There you go. There are some of the results from around the area. We'll have a lot more with our area wrestlers and coaches coming up on the Classic Hits Wrestling Rally tomorrow here on KKPR. We'll take a final break and wrap it up from Amherst after this.
CRAI in Ravenna, Shelton, or Loup City. Get the best coverage possible to protect what needs protected in your life. Not just your insurance agent, your friend. Best of luck, wrestlers.
Town and Country Bank. They believe that a bank is more than just a business. It is a vital part of the community. With offices in Ravenna, Pleasanton, Litchfield, or Kearney, Town and Country Bank. Best of luck, wrestlers.
Zorb Farms appreciates how hard these young athletes work to make the team. The lessons of teamwork and good sportsmanship are traits they'll carry the rest of their lives. And finally, a word of thanks to the teachers and the coaches.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain and Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best price for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See kappagrains.com.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kossler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Best of luck to all the wrestlers at state from Hellman, Main, Kossler, and Cottle.
Axman Heating and Air Conditioning is your independent Lennox dealer serving Pleasanton and surrounding areas. They remind you that now's the time to conduct spring and summer checks on your air conditioning units, getting you ready for the warm season ahead. Axman has all the Lennox models. Best of luck, athletes.
And you've been listening to the Pioneer Hybrid Seeds Wrestling Recap, brought to you by Craig Weeches, your local Pioneer sales representative. To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weeches, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, it's science with service delivering success. Again, we have basketball action currently airing our final game, the fifth game of the Heartland Hoops Classic. Donovan Trumbull, Norfolk Catholic, right now is on ESPN 1460 and 1550. And then at 5:45, that will swing over here to Classic Hits 98.9. We have got three games coming your way tonight from the Heartland Hoops Classic, beginning at 5:45 when Southern Valley plays Grand Island Central Catholic. Then at 7:30, Kearney High takes on Norfolk. And the final game at 9:15 will have Denver East, the top team in Colorado, battling Omaha Central. The pairings will come out of the NSAA website tonight for state wrestling, nsaahome.org. We'll be talking to the coaches and area qualifiers tomorrow on the Classic Hits Wrestling Rally. Plus, next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, we will have updates throughout the tournament, and those will be heard, of course, not only here on Classic Hits, but ESPN Radio. And just for the folks that need a reminder when everybody is wrestling, the B and C are the early session this year. So Thursday, they will go at 9:30. Amherst, the rest of Class D and Class A will have the evening session starting at 4:30. Then the same story on Friday. B and C go at 9:30. A and D go at 12:30. The semifinals next Friday are at 5 o'clock. And every single one of those matches are right here on Classic Hits 98.9. With the championships, 3 o'clock. They have now been pushed back even later. 3 o'clock are the finals when they begin next Saturday at the CenturyLink Center in Omaha. Again, your district champions here today, Peyton Cumston, Amherst, Kaylin Klingelhofer, Amherst, Brian Weeches, Amherst, Chris Worth, Eustace Farnham, Brant Florell, Amherst, Logan Dibbern, Amherst, Jacob Klingelhofer, Amherst, Jalen Sturdivant, Maxwell, Mason Klingelhofer, Amherst, Tayton Bonja, Cambridge, Chris Rasmussen, Amherst, Peyton Shockey, Amherst, Jacob Martinson, Amherst, and Zach Zaleski of Overton. I think I counted that up wrong. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So 10 district champions from Amherst here today. Maybe not the exact 10 they thought it was going to be, but they do get 10, and they win the districts today with an overwhelming number of points. 313.5 South Loop was your runner-up. For Jeff Babel and Merritt Lawson, our tech advisor here today, our producer engineer back at the studio, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Dudas saying once again, thanks to everyone for being with us today, and we look forward to seeing you in Omaha, hopefully many of these young men in next Saturday's Parade of Champions. This is Doug Dudas saying have a great rest of your weekend. We'll see you tomorrow at 3 for the Classic Hits Wrestling Rally.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain and Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best price for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace, see kappagrains.com.
DuPont Pioneer Refuge Solutions provide an insect protection choice that's just right for any operation to help you get the most out of every acre. Talk about simple, it's Refuge Simplified. For more information,